Blog Talk Radio.
Help me please, but he winds up knocking me back down.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I would have had the show on last Tuesday on a Tuesday, but I couldn't do it. We had the weather, and I had to be called in for work. And so I know a couple people was asking me about make sure I had the show on for tonight, see if they can come get a couple races locked in also. And I know there's a lot of things going on right now. A lot of guys probably didn't see. A lot of people seen a lot of races. Shout out to Mike Lang and Jeff Rogers for making it happen for Saturday, the 23rd at Gallant Motorsport. Two small blocks on Nitrous. No peckers, no bars. And that's the only slip, and they are going at it. Standard board space, they are going at it. Jackie Chan versus Cassius Clay. I think it's gonna be a real tight, nice race. Honestly, tell you the truth, I think it's gonna be. If they both get down, it's gonna be who moves first at the tree. That's what it looks like. It's gonna be a good one. But also, we got Gordo in there. He doing his thing. I got a lot of other things. I got something new coming in. I won't reveal it yet until we make sure everything is totally solid down. I don't like to put anything out till I know for a fact that everything's working, that it's locked in and everything. So, but if it does, it's going to be something interesting. It'll be something good for the kids also. They love to see it. So I think it's going to be good. It's going to be all the way around. I know a lot of guys have been calling me study asked me for some mock-in races. Like I said, if you tell me what you're looking, it's looking kind of like what way, you know, you want to come. You only want to run a small block. You only want to run big block or whatever. And if I know anything, then I'll say if there's somebody else that's saying the same thing as you. If I don't know what they got, then I can just, I don't know what to tell you. I can't mess with too many things that I don't know anything about. But if I know something that you know that you're on one stage and there's other guys on one stage, you guys already want to talk about running each other, that's something different. I stay back. After I get you two on the phone, I let you do the talking. I'm not going to be the one that say, you should run them a lot. It's up to you. It's the same way for the guys from down south that's been calling me up back and forth. And, you know, it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. I'm glad a lot of guys out there said that they're looking for some action finally, you know, and that's a real good positive way. I'm glad to see a lot of guys are coming back out and doing their thing, locking in races, racing. Actually, the way they're right racing, I like they put the time of schedule on it. Instead of somebody trying to call it at the end of the day and well, time ran out. No, you be in the lane at 4 o'clock. If you're not in there, strapped in your car, ready to go, you lose your deposit. Also, deposits are real. That's what I like about it. There's some good, damn good deposits. I know they gave Gordo a rash of shit, but let me just tell you something. Gordo put his own $2,000 up. $2,000 is up, Chicago boy's up, and that's how it is. So the other stuff, word of mouth, I don't like to do that. I'll tell you the reason why, because then you have other guys that try to use that other rule. Well, we said word of the mouth, but money never touched each other. Till money touches, it ain't no race. So that's the reason why I will not put your race down unless someone else comes down there and tell me they claim. Now, if you got a race and then you say that you got to pay that money, if you don't put the rest of the money up the week before or whatever, that you can put it down because that's really, you're losing the deposit. I got no problem with that. But I don't want to do anything stupid. So I'm trying to make sure everybody's got their races lined in line. I know a lot of guys are calling me up and still looking for more action. And there's some of them, I have races out here that I haven't put up yet because they're looking for more races. That's what they're doing. They don't want to just come for one race. So basically, I know two people right now that has races. Matter of fact, my son's got a race. Matter of fact, I think he just locked in today. And when he gets out of the gym, he'll come on. He can come on here and tell them. I don't know exactly. I think Tim and Chris wants to run them again. So I think they're going to do it again. They're doing that because Chris forgot. And I think he cut the bottle off, but he didn't cut the nitrous switch off. So anybody knows what happens after that, fuel dumps in the motor. And that was that block baby, that big block Chevelle. So, but he wants to run him and get blocked. He wants to get another chance. He said he want to try it over. He wants to do it. So I guess him and Phil is going to go at it, try it again one more time. So we'll see. Let me just make sure, because I know the man, I got to make sure because he did say, I got to make sure because he did tell me last time I didn't. The thing didn't go through to him. I hope if anybody tells me that they missed a text, please let me know. Text me or something before. And they didn't find out because I'm trying something new. Make sure everybody knows that we do have the show, that we had the show on. I know what happened last time. And they said they missed the show. So I don't want to miss nobody. But yeah, but while we at it, you know, I'm going to start the topic off with, like I said, what's your most memorable race or moment at the racetrack? At the racetrack, at the North versus South. That's what I wanted to know. I would love to hear it because I know a lot of guys, I got a lot of memories out there. And man, it's just, you start just thinking about certain things that what was done, it's great. just to think about some of the things that you forgot and say, wow, that happened there too. You know, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things was to watch a good friend. I threw that wedding out there, Weeby, and his wife there. It was great, man. It was Tanisha, him and Tanisha, they got married. It was at the track. That was some part of my fondest memories, just looking at that, you know, thinking about a couple things. There are some races out there that to that too, that really surprised me, that some people that did races that, you know, that was something that you wouldn't think would have been done. Back then, man gave a real, I mean, when I tell you of the great race, that was the only time I ever seen him really get hit at the tree, and that was Franco, and they ran Little Mo in them, and that was at the first North Western stop. That was great. That was a good race, really close. He almost pulled it off at the last, but it just didn't, came up a little short. I mean, that was some race. So I want to hear a couple people from there, from the outside, and tell me what you say. And also, if you got any predictions on these races, because we're getting all kinds of predictions on a couple of these races that's locked in, whether the Chicago boy is going to beat Gordo, whether Mike Lang is going to gap Jeff Rogers. These are all predictions now. I'm just saying, everybody's got their own opinion. But I just want to hear from you, and you tell me, because right now it looks like Jeff Rogers is the underdog. And I know he told me he's coming on here. Let me see if I can pull Jeff in here real quick because Lang, matter of fact, I think Mike Lang is out there too. So if Mike Lang, you're on there, you make sure you hit that one button also. I got to bring them in here because this race, they've been trying to get this race up for so long. And finally, we're going to get it done. Finally. I can't wait. Let me see. Jeff Rogers, hit that one button. I don't know if it's my... I see you there. And Mike Lang hit that one button. Okay, let me just see if it comes up. Oh, I got Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
You tell me, Joe.
Oh, no, they say Cassie Clay the underdog.
Yeah, he was the underdog when he first started listening, too.
Okay.
But you know what happened? You know what happened? Always underdog. I like to be the underdog.
So you kind of say history going to repeat itself?
So you know and I know that Mike Lang couldn't whip me if I fucking didn't have high gear. Ain't no fucking way. You said they're going to get me?
Listen, I'm telling you straight out. There are people out there that said Mike Lang going to get me.
Well, whoever that is, tell him call me, and I'll lay him 2-1 odds. 1,000 on 2,000. That motherfucker ain't gapping nobody.
No.
First of all, he ain't gonna win. First, you gotta win before you gap somebody. The only time that motherfucker will be in front, the only way he can be in front, Joe, is when we come out the trail, I let him go up the staging lanes first. That's the only time that bitch be in first. That's the only time. Yep, going to the staging lane. I might let him go first, just so I know he ain't scared. I know he's going up there. You know, I just follow him up there. I corner him. I get behind him so he can't back out the staging lane. The only time he's going to be in front.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know if you've been reading the post.
No, I don't. You know I don't get on the internet, but.
No, you don't get it. Well. I seen JJ going there. I seen a few of the guys out there said they taking all bets.
Betting on Mike Lang.
You got it.
They all must be from New York.
No. No, you got some people down there. You got the Ray from North Carolina and all of them. They said that you're gonna get what?
Some come to myself. So they all come to my trail. I bet all of them. I like to bet them all a little bit. They all be coming. What's that?
You got a couple from Maryland. They said they're
going to get haters everywhere you go, Joe.
Oh, you say they hate us?
Yeah, you know. They bet what they bet because they mad, you know what I mean? You know, it's like the motherfuckers that vote against Trump. They don't, it ain't that they don't like Trump. They hate the motherfuckers. They won't vote for Trump after some bitches will tell them you're going to make them all millionaires. They hate Trump. So, you know, some people hate you, mm-hmm. and they won't bet on you no matter what happens.
Yeah, you got
it. I like it that way. Did I race at all last year?
No.
Nope. All right, motherfuckers, line up. We're ready. What do you think I was doing? Sitting home? Dumb motherfuckers, I tell you.
Look, when you ran Bowser, didn't everybody bet against you?
Oh, yeah. I was getting 2-1 bets. I was getting 2-1 odds. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I ran Tony Bonds, I was getting odds. Yeah, so that works. I really got a bunch of odds when I ran that goddamn, what's his name? Carolina, the Rock, or whatever, that big motor in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rock.
I got odds on that one, too. They keep on lining my pocket. I'm good with it.
Just line them up and try to knock them over like bowling pins.
That's all.
Oh.
This year's my. I've waited all last year, waiting on something special. So I'm not. This year I'm racing that motherfucker till the wheels fall off.
Is you looking for anybody else that day?
Where's Dexter at?
Hold on, let me look and see. I know. Let me look on there. Dexter, you hit that one button. Let me see you on here. Hold on. I know you're on this, Joker. Matter of fact, let me mess around. I'm going to mess around calling. Hold on. I'm going to try. Dexter, hit that one button if you're there. Hold on. I got him. I know how to get him. Hold on one second. I'm going to make sure I get him in here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say Jeff Rogers on the show waiting for you.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he might not answer the call?
He sees it on there. He's ducking.
I guess he might have thought that. Because Jason Gray got him down there in Florida, you know.
Oh, Lord. Maybe. He's afraid of DMV. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I bet with him, so I got my head chopped off on that one.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all in all, man. But I don't know. He might be okay. Let's see. I sent him a message. Let's see. I'm telling him to come on. Okay. I just hit him, so. Yeah, so I see a lot of stuff going on right now, but you know how it goes, Jeff. Like Gordo, I know everybody thinks he's gonna get demolished by Chicago Boys, you know. But, right. You know, they don't get me wrong. I'll tell you straight out. Gordo's not a bad driver at all. He's a good driver. He can press the light. And he got something he's working with right now. So he ain't no slouch that he got. So it ain't gonna be no runaway.
Right.
Definitely ain't gonna be it's gonna be a fight. They're gonna have to put something on their hands there. And he's got the right guys tuning, you know. He's got Nova Joe and him, all of them helping out. They know how to get it down. Got to give him credit. They know how to get it down. And you know who's driving Jackie Chan, right?
Who's that?
Brian Chan.
Yeah, that little guy. Yeah, he tried to get a horse jockey job, 125 pounds.
he does some now. Does some stuff for Jim Halsey, a little bit driving.
Yeah, so, try to put the light man the lightest guy they can find in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't got no horsepower. You got to try to go any. You got to do anything you got to do, any means necessary. You ain't got no power.
Yeah, he got that too now. He got some power behind it now.
That somebody's got a Chevrolet LS. He got an LS motor in that thing. They can't make it so much power to Chevrolet. Couldn't hear you. What you say?
You got a good
piece. Keep fading out, Joe. Keep fading out.
Oh, I keep fading out?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Well, you say you got... No, he got a small block, but it's a Chevrolet.
So you think that Chevrolet can't stand with the Ford?
No, I mean he jumped the fence and got a Ford car, but he just can't quite get that Ford motor. You know what I mean? I mean I'll be goddamn if I own a goddamn Chevrolet motor and I buy a Ford car. I never heard such shit. I mean, tell them motherfuckers Malibus out there, the Chevelles, Novas, Camaros, all kind of shit. And everybody want to put a goddamn Chevy motor in a Ford. They're like bisexual. You know what I mean? They don't know what way they want to go.
Oh, shoot. You're wrong for that.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're wrong for that, Jesse.
How come you got a Vega? You got a Chevrolet. That's
my first
Chevrolet.
Car.
Yeah. Go put that motor in a Maverick or something. Or Pinto. You know what I mean? That'd be the same shit. Don't make no goddamn sense.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Mike Lang, hit that one button. Just hit the one and I'll bring you in. I'm looking for your number.
How about that? Can you come back on?
Hold on. 631 3098. Your mic is open.
What's up, brother?
Not much. I got Cassius Clay on the other line.
Oh, that slow motherfucker. What's he saying?
I ain't saying nothing. I just said that.
Nah, I'm only joking, Jeff.
Nah, you good. You ate up. It's all in racing, man. I said, I think you might be bisexual. You got a Ford car and a Chevrolet motor. You don't know which way you want to go. You're riding the fence.
Yeah, well, I like the body of the, you know. I don't even know what motor I have. It might be a Ford for all I know. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
You let me see it. I know what it is, remember?
Oh, that's right. You did see that. That's right. I remember you were snooping over at this fucking pit some one time. That's right. I caught you.
Well,
so we're doing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I told him driving.
What's that?
We know who's
driving. I told him who's driving.
Who's driving?
We know who's driving.
I told him Brian Chin's
the driver of the car. He's been driving that car for 2 years. Yeah, that's a surprise. Yeah.
They told me Gordo was driving.
Gordo? Well, not at that race. Gordo, no, I ain't talking any shit. Gordo's my boy. He's doing pretty good, but he ain't racing on that race. He has his hands full with his own car.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
Gordo races everybody.
Gordo's got two races
Gordo
locked in.
Gordo has more races
and
locked in than anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Gordo's got two right now. And if Montana gets his stuff together, if he's got to take off Friday, it'll be three. It will be three.
That's curtain.
Tony
Montana.
Montana.
Tony
Montana.
Mm-hmm.
He won.
Gordo beat him one time before, I think, didn't he?
Montana beat him with
Charlie Brown, I thought.
No, that was Marcus Vargas he beat.
No, I think Tony Montana. We raced him too and beat him. It's at
Peoples
County. I think so. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it was him.
I thought Gordo lost to him. I thought Gordo lost him. Tony Montana.
We
after
against,
he lost in US 13.
We won against Tony Montana. Then we lost against that that red IROC looking car, Billy, whatever his name is. That's what a V. Gordo raced him and lost to him. I think we spawned or what. I don't know what happened, but. Something. But I'm almost positive that we beat Tony. I could be wrong. It was some Mustang. I could have sworn it was that car, but We raced somebody out there and beat them that same night. We won one and lost one. It wasn't the night of Marcus Longas. That was a different race.
What's going on driving now? What's going on racing? What car are you?
He's got
a Monte Carlo.
It's Monte Carlo. Ron Burgundy.
I got you.
Yeah. Nice car. Good car. He should do some damage.
The first time I thought he was talking about Ron Germany. That's why I thought he was trying to call a car. That's what I thought he saw. I thought he was calling that a porno star.
No,
Ron
Burgundy. Ron Jeremy. No. Yeah. But all right. So we're done with
the one and one. Steph said they're 1-1.
Yeah. All right. So I guess said, lost one and won one. Right. All right. I know what time
one,
we did
one
win.
Yeah. Okay.
I know I tried racing him with Jackie when we were testing out in Cecil County last time out, but I even offered him, like, break and shit. He didn't want to do nothing. So,
no, you offered him the break?
We offered him one and one or the leave or something. It didn't matter what I offered him. He didn't want to do it. He made a lick, and he was like, nope. So we didn't even go that fast. So I don't know. But whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the last time out. That was actually the last time I was out with the car. So that was October, I guess. Something like that. October, November. It was one of the Cecil night test sessions or whatever. So
basically,
basically
this North versus South, you just want to just knock Jeff off. You ain't worried about nothing else after that.
We were up for whatever. I mean, we're down there. If we're down there, if there's something that's right, we'll do it. I'm not going down there just for the one race. I mean, that's the main reason why we're going. Yeah. But if, I don't know, Mark Jackson brings his weak ass down there, maybe he can get something. Yeah.
You'll probably get once we get done racing, you'll probably get plenty of races.
I'm sure. After we get beat,
once I gap you like that, you just
it's probably gonna happen. Man, that car's fast, man. Well, you don't have much of anything. I don't even know why we're doing this race. So, guess we'll see.
Yeah, we're gonna see.
Yeah, we're gonna see something. That's for sure.
They got Jeff as an underdog right now because the bets are all going your way.
Predicting the race is like predicting the weather. You know, who the fuck knows what's going to happen? It makes, you know, too many factors. Cars sit basically the same. Driver's weigh basically the same. And
shit, my driver weighed 175 pounds. He was weighed 107 pounds. I was watching the fucking Kentucky Derby back in the summer. I seen you guy on a goddamn horse, that little summer bitch.
Oh, he's a jockey. Yeah, Brian Chin's a jockey.
That's a little hell.
But he's probably one of the better drivers I've ever seen. So that kid, there's a reason why Brian's in that car. You know, he's a great driver, knows how to read the car. I trust him with it. Once he gets behind the wheel, it's all his. And he don't weigh much.
Hey, where's this Cadillac at? Is this Cadillac running?
Hang on one second. He's just about there. I believe he's almost done with it. I would imagine you're going to see him out this week.
Oh, you had it out already. You ain't had the Cadillac out?
I'm not sure. Not that I know of. Who knows?
Okay.
Maybe he was down there racing incognito. I don't know. Not that I know of. I think Brian's, you know, you got to concentrate a lot on work and stuff, too. You know, he's got a pretty full schedule. But he races with Jimmy and stuff with the PDRA and all those guys, so he doesn't have much free time. You know? So he'll be out this year, I'm sure, with it. That was the plan, last I heard, anyway.
Yeah, it looks that's a nice job they did on that one, that Cadillac.
Really nice. I've seen that car in person. That thing is a piece of jewelry. I mean, it's every little detail on that car. Is really thought
it looks out. Like, it looks like a real Cadillac. Yeah. That thing, I gotta give him credit. Man, we just had what's the name on it? Dexter hit the one button. Now you made him jump off Dexter. You and Mike jumped on here and you got Dexter.
Dexter
hit the one button. Now he jumped off. Dexter hit that one button.
Sorry. I was just doing some family stuff, and then I seen the text, and I was like, oh, shit, Jeff is on there probably talking shit. I better go. Let me get on here. You know?
that damn Dexter and jumped off the one. Dexter, oh, hold on. I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him. Have a dad. That's how we're going to get him. I'm going to make sure I get him on
the phone. He ain't going to answer the phone.
He's going to answer this one.
No,
he's going to play like he's asleep. He's going to answer this one.
What's his last name?
Curry.
We're going to call him Scary. We're going to call him Scary, not Curry. Scary. Dexter, not Dexter Curry. Dexter Scurry. That's some scary motherfucker.
Watch this. I'm going to get him on here right here.
So, Jeff, what time are we doing this, Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to do about 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Saturday before it gets dark, right?
Yep.
You are on Blog Talk Radio.
No, on Smack Talk Radio?
No, Blog Talk Radio, not on Smack Talk.
Oh. I'm on here with Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
I can't hear. What do you say?
I said, Dexter, can
you
hear me?
Said, Jeff Rogers?
Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
I heard Jeff talking about something about I heard Jeff saying something about talking about bisexual or something, but he asked me to get in from behind.
You told me I got to get my race we supposed to have last year back. Took my goddamn punk out. Lock it back in, motherfucker, you.
Oh, what was that? What would you do? Back tie, right?
The 1-1.
1-1.
Ain't that what it was, Joe? No.
You're right. We did the back tire in the other lane. Right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Back tire and clear in the other lane.
Well, who's getting the 1-1?
He gave me the 1-1.
You get the back tire. He get the back tire in the other lane. That's the 1-1. That's how we do it down south. That's the 1-1 down south.
Up north, it's the back tire in the clear.
Oh, no, I ain't never heard of that. When I go up north, then I got to go by you guys' rules, then.
Well, you're coming north. You're coming North Carolina.
Yeah,
north.
So that's the 1-1. 1-1 is the back tire in another lane.
North Carolina, not South Carolina, it's north. So you're coming up north.
Yeah, that sounds north to me.
Yes, it's in the name, North Carolina.
Why don't we do the heads up clear?
No, you got to do the 1-1.
I mean, goddamn, Jack, you took my money the other way. Now you want to give me a chance to get my money back, you son of a bitch.
You got faster since then. Your cars don't get slower over when they're down.
I don't know, you probably got a
959 in there now. I know how you guys are. I know how you tricksters are, northern slickers.
You can look at it. It's a small block, nitrous small block with carburetor. You can look at it.
I don't got carburetor?
I got carburetors.
I got a carburetor. I don't even have. I have one throttle body. I should be getting the 1-1 from you. Yes.
You got fuel injection. You got fuel injection.
Oh, that's right. And carburetors work just fine.
You got all that new shit. I got old antique shit. 2 650 double pumpers.
I don't even know what's on there. You gotta ask.
I know what's on there. I've seen it.
I know. I see you sneaking around over there.
Hey,
Gordo's in the queue.
Hold on.
Yeah, get Gordo on here. Liven the show up a little bit.
Yeah, get that mouthy Mexican on here. What the hell is?
Hey.
Gordo, your mic is over.
Joe, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. Your mic open.
I hear Jeff Weak Ass on here.
I'm Weak Guy.
Hey, Gordo.
Talk to me.
After Chin gets done doing this thing to Jeff, I might put you and Jackie, and you can race Jeff that way, too.
Oh, fuck Jeff up.
Shit. Hey, I tell you, that's what we do. Look, whoever wins, then Gordo gets in the car. Then I'll get in the car.
Hey, I tell you what. If you drive your shit, I'll bust your head wide open with Ron Burgundy in North versus South.
I don't know what the fuck Ron Burgundy is.
It's a Monte Carlo, multi-car. It's nothing.
Hey, Booby, it's the one I Booby, it's the one I borrowed again.
All right. I forgot. Yeah. Now, that's all Gordo stuff. It's all paid for, signed, sealed, and delivered. Good car. So you better watch out for that Ron Burgundy. That's all I know.
Joe said it was Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, they were calling your car Ron Jeremy, Gordo.
Hey, what's the deal with Cassius Clay? What time we got Cassius Clay?
We're doing it Saturday before sunset. We wanted to try to do it during the day, so 3, 4 o'clock, probably towards the end of the day.
Yeah, that's
wow, good. Movie. I got to race at 4 o'clock. Why don't we both get in the lane at 4 o'clock?
There you go. Perfect.
I got Nasty
he
Boy at 4 o'clock,
Chicago
and
boy.
I got Dirty Diane at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no, he got the Malibu first.
4 o'clock's good. I'll run Dexter. I'll run Dexter at 2 o'clock.
I'm looking for Dexter. Dexter said I had the break. I'm looking for it.
I'm looking for the 101. He keeps texting.
Who's that?
That's Gordo.
Oh, okay.
This is the only pro stock. What's going on, Dexter? This is the only pro stock allowed to talk around here.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, Joe. What happened, Joe?
Huh?
Why are you laughing when I said that, Joe?
I didn't say nothing. I heard you said the only pro stock, you know.
I'm just saying, did I say something wrong, Joe? Am I the only pro stock? Did I say something wrong?
No, you ain't saying nothing. The only one pro stock on the show right now.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Joe. That's not what I said now. I said, am I the only pro stock around here?
Yeah, you're right. Only one pro stock up north. They got the other pro stock down south.
Hey, Joe,
Pro stock Joe is from New York City. Every vehicle I see pro stock Joe drive, they got New York tags on it.
You know, I seen the tags. He's from
no, don't switch up on me, Joe. And when you use it for a judge, he can represent the north.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Dexter, it's time to go to grudge court. It sounds like it's time for grudge court.
Yeah. Don't make me call Pro Stock Joe.
Hey, Dexter, you said you was going to give me the break on Friday?
We can still negotiate that. Let me get a little closer to the race. I said a full tree, right?
Yeah, you said full tree. I got to leave before green.
Right.
I'm cool with that. You turn me loose, let Ron Burgundy skedaddle, and you can leave as soon as – I'm going to leave before green. Trust me. If I wait till green, it's the heads up race.
I know when you're going to leave. I told you that.
I'm going to be on my way. I'm going to be a gentleman about it. I'm going to be a gentleman about it. I'm going to stage the car. I'm going to get on the button as soon as that first bulb drops. I'm going to turn the button loose and make you come get me.
Yeah. That sounds like something I might be interested in doing that Friday when we get let a couple of weeks get by, and we could probably lock that in.
Yeah, look at this shit Tony Montana said. Tony Montana said something today, right? He posted, and I want to talk about this, too, because everybody needs to know about this shit. It don't make no sense. How you going to tell me that you were looking for me and you ready to lock in, and then I call you with a DP man, right? The DP man of the North, which is Steph. I call you with the DP man, and you talking about you got to see if you could get off work. And then I tell you, all right, let's go to first. I didn't want to wait to no event because I was going to wait. I told him, let's do it Friday, North versus South. He said he can't do it that day. Then he said, let's do it the 13th at Fred Race. I said, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Alabama at the points race with Mike Dent, so I'm not going to be there. So let's race at Cecil. I said, since you want to race at Cecil, let's race at Cecil in March. In the beginning of March, Jim Halsey got something on March 5th, radio prep. I said, let's go off then. He like, I don't want to race at Cecil because I don't really like that track. But you was just trying to lock me in to race me at Fred Wheatley's show.
How the hell is it not like Cecil? It's like one of the best tracks in the Northeast.
That's what I said. I said, but no, but what I said was you want to race me at Fresh Show April 13th, but you won't just go to the racetrack on a regular day, meet me at the racetrack and race me. This shit don't make no sense. And then everybody, and this is just bringing it to the light, everybody's skipping over the fact that North versus South goes before any of the events that's coming up. So that should be the race that should be – everybody's locking in races months on end when this is the race that's taking place right now. So I'm calling bullshit right now. I'm calling bullshit.
North versus South? What, 17? We've been doing it for 17 years. I was talking that with Joe earlier. We've been doing this for 17 years. Don't seem like
Listen,
North versus South, I've been doing it for 17 years.
North versus South, I've been, when I came, North versus South been around since before me. North versus South, and like I said, that race is first. It's on the 22nd, 23rd. There should be no reason why nobody's locking in races. Everybody's skipping that date. It's at a premier facility. It's going to be a whole lot of action. We got real races, real deposits up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not understanding. And then some of the races that are going up that these guys are picking right now, it just drives me crazy because it don't even make sense. The lineups don't even make sense. They don't even make sense. And then guys want to call themselves grudge racers. They out here begging. Cars that sit alike, they're fucking begging. Man, that shit watered down. That's why the game is watered the fuck down right there. That right there. Now you got Deion Kennedy's races March 30th. Larry McKenzie shows March 30th. It just don't stop. It just don't stop. And I used to be the one that had to bring it to the light all the time, but this is really the shit that's going on right now that people can't come together. Me and Joe Gray don't see eye to eye all the time. Me and Dexter Curry don't see eye to eye. We still haven't even had our first conversation. That don't mean I don't see what you guys got going on and what you guys continue to try to do because I know how hard it is. But everybody just throwing an event. You look at the thing, everybody got an event. It's like event. Do you really think, and I just had this talk, and I'm not just talking about it on the show. I had this talk with Mike Lang earlier, and he could stop me if I'm lying. And if I told him that, I'm thinking about going class racing once a month at Cecil just because I can't chase all these events. You can't get that many days off of work.
Yeah, you said it.
You can't get that many weekends off of work. You're talking about... And then Scotty Wheels posted, they got three races up there. You want to support him? You know what I'm saying? You want to go out there? They come out, support everything we do. He deserves people to come out to his, you know, to his home court and get some support from the guys. You know what I'm saying? I think people are not really paying attention to how everybody's moving. You know, this shit, these dates are just dates on top of dates. This shit getting played out. And it's causing guys that really race cars that really bring heat to the game, that are selling their cars because they don't even want to be a part of this shit.
This is something that's been going on for a long time. It's gotten worse, but you know, all you can do if you're a season promoter is just work around them. Because you already know what the outcome is going to be. So, you know, we do that Gallant deal. That's just twice a year. And Gallant, I mean, they don't really cater to no-time races. So we get that two times a year. You got two times to get it in. And a lot of our guys around here be talking and wanting to call Gallant. Don't do no no-time races. But when you have it, they don't show up. I love you guys. And why? I have no idea. But when it's over, they all complain. They don't cater to the no time. You got two events, and it's all business too. Because I can tell you from my experience now that these bracket races are making more money than these grudge events are.
Listen, they got $1 million bracket races out there. The sponsors are like I tell
right.
people all the time. And again, I'm going to say this. I said this earlier to Mike Lang as well. that we can't go up. Companies are not jumping up and down to give us shit because we can't go up there and say, hey, look what we're doing. Look at the product we're using and look how fast we're going. We don't do that. Our accolades are based on people that we beat. You know, you anticipate what a man has. You figure out a number. You like your number. You go drag racing. That's our style of racing. We bet a little bit of money in between so it gets spicy. They're not interested in none of that shit. None of them. I done spoke to all of them. None of them are. They're interested in helping out and doing little things here and there, but to actually put that dollar amount, to put that dollar sign on an event and say, yeah, we're proud to host this event. You know, Holly's proud to sponsor this event. Fuel Tech is proud to sponsor this event. To get those kind of things to go, you gotta be able to show these people what you're capable of, and we don't do that because we don't show times. So that's another problem. That's another battle we got to face. So now, you know, you got organizations putting stuff together to get guys, you know, to get guys involved from the no time world or from the class world to go run in no time to get premier programs to show up and be able to keep up with a schedule. It's impossible to keep up with the race schedule that's out this year. It's impossible. And you can ask Mike Lang if I didn't just have that conversation with him about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, we spoke about it today, yep. Well,
you can't,
everybody's got to get
how do you chase? How do you chase an event or events? Tell me one person that works a regular job. I'm not talking about even business owners. Business owners can't fucking step away from a business 7-8 weeks out of a year. I can't step away from my business for 4 weeks, 3-4 weeks, 5 weekends in a row. It's impossible.
Hey, Gordo, not to interrupt, but fellas, I gotta check out over here. Jeff, I'll see you down there Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And then this extra guy, if he wants to give the back tire and clear the jacket, I'll try that too. So
he won't do nothing. He's scared. That's his name.
Well, he's got two possible races between you and me that he can race. Small block dog.
Dexter. His name is Dexter Scary. Dexter Scary.
Jackie Chan,
I told you Dexter
well wanted. Hey, you already know I don't mind giving. I want the race. I went to Florida to race. Jason Gray was the only one that would give me a race, so we negotiated and made that happen. So I want the race. I'm not gonna go there just to sit there and watch the cars down and shit. So that's on the table, Mike. I just want the race to have fun.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it when we're done, then. But I'm up for
it. I'm saying, hey Dexter, if you're interested, I'll take the Admiral and Uncle Ruckus head up.
The Admiral, me and I spoke to Mike Dean about that, and he said when he get closer to the date, I think he would let me know. Yeah, but I ain't got no problem with that. I'd rather do a heads up race, but I'm gonna race one way or the other. I ain't gonna do nothing crazy if I got to handicap myself, but you know, as far as betting, but I'll race. Well, I'm not gonna bet the farm on something if I'm gonna handicap myself. You feel what I'm saying?
No, it's already handicapped. Motherfucker, you.
I'm handicapped, but I don't have a learning disability. I'm not slow.
You gotta get one of them goddamn things in your rearview mirror. Yeah, you fucker handicapped.
Hey, Jeff, how do you feel? How do you feel about what's going on and how it's all playing out right now?
I feel like you, man. It's just too much shit, man. There's too many people think they. I mean, it's like there's three or four promoters that I follow. You know what I mean? I'm not all these newcomers and this guy and that guy, and they all joining forces and trying to weed one guy out, and they're trying to make one guy look bad. You know, you can see what's going on behind the scenes.
No, fuck behind the scenes. I see what's going on. I'm calling bullshit. Like I said, Jeff, you know I'm not one to stay shut, and I'm not gonna. You know, it's just a matter, you know, I sat there for a while and thought about it, and I'm like, It's gonna pan out. You know, it's gonna pan out. But now seeing everything, so many dates, so many people stepping on dates. Who do you go support? It's basically like whoever has a fan base of X, Y, and Z, you're going to be splitting cars. And what's going to happen is the events are not going to be successful or not as successful as you expected them to be. And the tracks are going to lose interest. And the more they lose interest, the more and more they're going to keep losing. It's just what it is. It's the facts. And the people that don't see it are just being closed-minded and ignorant to the fact that this is what's being done. You know, I mean, it's just right now, Deion Kennedy. I feel crazy right now. Deion Kennedy's race is at MIR, and then we're going to Larry's show. I got Stunner locked in for Larry's show off the trailer. I locked in Stunner off the trailer 5-on-5. So that's for Larry's show. But I wouldn't have mind stopping at MIR and supporting Deion Kennedy's race because he is from the DMV. You know, you guys are collectively, the North and the DMV collectively have been co-work, you know, you could call us co-workers. We've been co-workers and for right. the team, we've been co-workers. We haven't been a team yet because we still haven't put it together as a team. But we've been co-workers. Everybody's been coming to work and doing a part and doing, you know, and getting something done. Everybody hasn't brought it all to the table yet. And it's not going to happen. It's sad to say it's not going to happen because it's just look what's already happening. This is another year, another season with more, not like last year, is more bullshit this year. It's like bullshit on top of more bullshit, you know? And it's like, how do you avoid that if the guys are not coming together, the promoters or who wants to be? You got guys coming off the porch right now just saying, oh, yeah, I want to throw a show. I'm a promoter now. Everybody's on the internet. Everybody's got a show about the same shit. One guy waiting to fuel for the next guy. I look at the other day. The other day you got a guy telling me that I took something from somebody's show. I told him he must be living under a rock because I've been doing this for years now. A long time now. So the stuff that comes up and the things that these people say is just plain ignorance. You're on shows. It's just the same thing, the same platform, the same people. That's not exciting me. That's boring me. And the only thing that's exciting to the grudge community, and it's sad to say, is fucking gossip. Because besides that, they're not promoting racing, not real racing. Real racers go to the racetrack and get it on. Not talk about it all day. They can say whatever they want about me. But when I got oil pressure, I'm racing. If I don't got oil pressure, I'm finding a race.
Well, take it for somebody that's been around here a long time. I've seen this play out, and I've seen a lot of come, and I've seen a lot of go. And I've seen more have left than had kicked. They come in long enough to mess up what we got, what you have going on. And the ones that's going to lose as far as promoters, if they keep splitting this stuff up and these tracks aren't making money off the split, they're not going to be welcome back at that track as far as doing business anymore. So the track isn't going to invest money in somebody if the event's not making money.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen if they split these races up, keep jumping on top of each other like that. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt the ones that's not paying those thousands and thousands of dollars in rental fees instead of splitting with a track. You gamble with your own money, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that's what's going to hurt. That's what's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot of them. And that's why I have hurt them in the past. But back when I was with them, doing the same, well, come here, buddy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Okay. There you go. When I was running Fayetteville, a lot of events fell to the wayside because of that same deal we just put in. We just weren't able to invest in it. So you bought it. Okay, there you go.
It just looks weak right now. It looks weak right now. It shows no unity. It definitely shows no unity.
It's no integrity. Yeah. Well, you get people that try to, they, whenever somebody try to monopolize something of this sort, it always, and I see that a lot of times, you know, make alliances or try to get a group of racers just to go to these events or that event. It don't never pan out well for them. It'll bite you in the butt down the road, because the only thing I worry about as a promoter is the weather. That's all I worry about. That weather is the only thing I worry about. That's another thing. People are picking and choosing. I'm looking at the weather forecast. You know, you will miss out on one race because you're making a lie, trying to make some gate money off of the event, and it comes back. And that's how they lose either.
It does not a good look. I know I'm not the only one that sees this shit. I'm probably gonna be the only one that says something about it, but I damn sure not the only one that sees this shit. And it's not a good look. It's not a good look because there's other people paying attention to how we were going to move this year and how we were going to put things together. And it definitely didn't go the way they even thought it was going to go, because it's just, like I said, everybody's still all over the place, and it's just, this shit don't look good. And anybody that's an OG in this game, anybody that's listening to the damn show right now, anybody that's been racing, I've been around grudge racing since 2008. I had my first Camaro in 2008. I've been grudge racing 15 years. I've been active racing in the street track 15 years, all types of cars. I done had all kinds of them, imports, but fucking domestics. I done had fucking Mercedes, Cadillacs. I done had it all. You ask Joe Gray. I've been racing for a very long
time. But everything you had was slow. But go ahead.
I'm okay with that. I don't want, look, Jeff, I don't want a whole lot of races, and I done got my ass whooped. So I'm okay with both. I'm not a sore loser. I shake your hand and laugh about getting my ass whooped because I'm coming back to get some more.
I got you.
I'm not with all the shit. There's a lot of shit going on. Guys talking personal shit. Guys posting people's cars, parts on the internet. Guys, this shit. It's disgusting. This shit is more dramatic than anything. It's more like a soap opera. That's why I said these shows are starting to sound like Ricky Lake and Maury Povich and shit, Montel Williams. It's not working out. The first people want to pick apart the dumb shit. That's like I was on Larry's show and some ladies up there talking about I'm a racist. Like, she's got to be the craziest motherfucker on the planet. But I got to keep my mouth shut because I got to show respect because she's a woman and a fan on the show. Nah, that's not what it is. A fan needs to stay in a fucking fan's place, and a racer needs to stay in a racer's place. And that's how you keep shit in order.
Now, how the hell can a Puerto Rican be a racer?
This is what I'm saying. I'm like black and I'm like black, white, and Chinese. Like, these motherfuckers got to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm all kinds of crazy. Look, first they're going to call me a racist, right? But then they're going to tell me that I came on a boat to the country. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit don't make no sense. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, damn, how they going to call this motherfucker right here? Like, out of all people, can't pay attention to shit like that. I can't pay attention to shit like that. You know what I'm saying? My kids are biracial. I go crazy to think. Shit don't make no goddamn sense. But they up there entertaining this bullshit. They up there entertaining bullshit. And that's exactly what it's gonna turn out to be, bullshit. And that's not a good look for the game. And anybody that's on this show right now that feels different can tell me different right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Jeff? Am I right or am I right, Jeff? Am I going somewhere? Am I wrong? Hello?
Oh,
I think you made Jeff drop the mic.
No, I'm on here. I'm on here. What happened?
Am I right? Am I right or am I wrong, Jeff? Am I going somewhere? Am I reaching?
No, you're good. Everything you said was good.
No. The guys, especially the North. I'm calling on the North this year. Like, guys got to step it up. Young Stang, Little Man, Mike Brown, whoever's racing. Wink with EP's car. Whatever. Whoever got something with oil pressure, got to start to engage and make some noise, man. You got guys up north telling me to call to put up a deposit. I'm like, where's this game? Where has this game gone to? I'm lost.
You. What up?
Y'all saying?
You know, we got to bring the game back. We're going to bring the beat back, man. Stop worrying about all that shit. We back in the space. I know I'm always 100% back. We're going to get this shit right. Don't worry.
I'm just saying, you're saying, and this go for you too. Stop letting these motherfuckers talk crazy. Tap their ass the fuck out. Stop bullshitting already. You got a race car.
Get your bread up. Get your bread up to a start. March 23rd, 4 o'clock, and after that, everybody back to. Oh man, Young Stang, happy. I'm glad to see you. All this high fiving, and all Young Stang gonna tell you. Go fuck yourself. I remember when you was betting Snapples, I wasn't coming, and you could sit on your fucking ass and suck a fucking monkey nut. March 23rd. Bet against me. And I'm glad. We're going to bring you back. Jeff Rogers, I'm rocking with you. I'm sorry, Gordy, my man. It's going to be a good race. But Jeff got Jackie Chan on the hook, and Jackie Chan better tap the fuck out. I know you don't agree.
Yes.
But
yes, sir. You understand? You're lucky I don't got control of this show because I would have shut your fucking mic off.
I understand that. When we after whatever 3 o'clock come, you gonna understand. I hope you go out there and get the Chicago boys, but Jeff Rodgers gonna beat the fuck out of Jackie Chan. They don't. Anybody?
I lost a friend today
because of that.
This is
bad.
This is
bad
for Chicago. You understand? You ain't gonna do shit. I'm tired of hearing you too. All
right.
You ain't gonna do shit.
All right. That's what you want. Hey, listen, you could be a part of the Get Your Bread Up Tour, too. Bet against me.
No, I've never bet against you because I did one time and I got my head cracked.
All right, I understand that. So
look,
you don't want that feeling twice. I respect that. But all I'm saying
I got the manager calling me right now. He want me to go live and he want to express himself.
You need to disconnect your phone number.
He's calling me on Facebook Messenger. I can't block him.
Tell him to get on the show.
You must be fucking bored.
I'm gonna get the manager on this show. Hold on, I'm gonna send him the numbers right now.
Yeah, get him on
here.
I don't think his minutes is free to have to not.
Hold on. Don't talk to the manager like that.
Fuck the manager. He's
not
relevant to me.
That motherfucker couldn't.
Hey, Gordo, I'm going to put you in the hot seat. You can't translate me right now, motherfucker. You just said racists be racist and fans be fans. How you associate with a motherfucker that ain't neither one?
No, you crazy. The manager done drove a car. He got access to drive a car.
Let him drive Ron Burgundy, and I bet it never happened.
You said what?
Let him drive Ron Burgundy.
Just saying, I also told you that there's levels to this shit.
I'm gonna prove my point to you. Come in. I'm on my way to your house to get your truck. I'm going to borrow your truck for a day. We're going to switch cars. Now tell the manager to do it.
You understand? You know you can come get my truck anytime.
All right, then. So stop associating yourself with fuckers. I'm coming to get your truck and tell the manager to come get your truck.
You don't want me to let him speak his piece?
It's no point, bro. You got to stop. I stop entertaining the motherfucker. He's beneath you.
No, nobody's beneath you, Young Stang.
He needs no voice box. Just like you say, no voice box. No more talking. Fuck him.
He in grudge suspension?
Yeah, put him in. He's in detention. He's going to get a new T-shirt.
Hold on, I got to open up a couple of these mics, y'all. Hold on, go ahead. Hold on, Mike. I can just open up a couple of these mics. They've been hitting me. 757-5390, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Joe?
Not much. What's going on now?
Ain't nothing. I got to agree with Youngster. I don't agree with him on a lot of shit, but I agree with him what he just said.
Who's been speaking right now?
Who it sound like?
Oh, no. All the week, motherfuckers sound the same, so I can't really tell.
That's Weeby. And watch his tone before he dive on your ass.
I know who it is. Weeby, slow-ass Cooper. He can't do nothing to me.
We'll find out. It's a long season.
You up there, fake. You up there, fake.
I'll make sure I open up everybody.
Post this shit.
Hey, matter of fact, Weeby, I was just talking about that. I said the most memorable day I had was your wedding down there at the track when we was down there. That was something. I always thought about it.
Yeah, but, I had a headache every day too.
Huh?
I had a headache every day since that day.
Oh, come on, stop it now. Don't say that. Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I got somebody on here. Oh, who you got?
What's up, Joe? This is the manager.
Oh, what's up, manager?
What's going on with you, man? I want to thank you for allowing me to get on your show. And whenever you get a chance, I would like to speak my piece, though, because I have something that I need to bring to the courtroom.
Go ahead. We're going to let you go ahead. Bring it on to the courtroom. Go for it.
All right. Well,
Hey, manager.
Before you
give a sermon, you got to promise us one more thing.
What?
No more of them sex videos. That little dick motherfucker you got up there making them sex videos.
All right, no problem, man. I did it for you, man. I'll take it down.
Hey, manager, I want you to talk to the people the way you were talking to me because, you know, I can't go live right now as we speak, but I want you to go ahead and talk to the people how you feel. You want to express yourself.
Okay. Well, how y'all doing, everybody? How you doing, DMV 302 Mafia? How y'all doing, man? This is the manager. Everybody knows me. Shout out to my haters. Shout out to my non-haters. Without y'all, wouldn't be me. Y'all know how my introduction goes. But I have something that I really need to get off my chest, right? So, on Larry McKenzie's show, you know, he called me a hater, though. You know what I'm saying? And he was basically saying that why I'm hating on his event and all that, right? So, basically, nobody wasn't hating on him. Only thing I said was, you know, some people might pay Punk out. Majority of people going to pay Punk out when they go down there. You know, guys saying they locking in races, but majority going to pay Punk out. You know, we ain't going to see all these races that people so much saying they're going to race. So, you know, Punk out will be paid after certain people make shakedown. That's how it always works in the grudge game. But number two is, what really bothers me is, how is a guy as Larry McKenzie and some of the people from the DMV that so much support Larry McKenzie that seeing that this is when the part comes in. Deion races on the 13th, you know what I'm saying? And his April 13th at Buzz Creek International Raceway. So basically
March 30th.
So we got basically like the same, like majority is basically it's so close together, right? So you got, how is y'all DMV going to skip over Deion and support somebody from North Carolina? You know what I'm saying? And Deion done been there, support, done did a lot for us in the DMV. You know, we got to show love in the DMV. So basically, we got to fall back off of Larry McKenzie's show. You guys, I don't be on the show, but majority of the ones that's helping them promote, they need to go back and fuck with Dion and get his shit up and running for Buzz Creek International Raceway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how you guys forgot about Dion. I just don't get it. You know, and I'm just scratching my head and I'm looking at the post and stuff and I definitely talked to Dion. Dion, like, yeah, that's when my event is. But everybody's not speaking about Dion, but he's speaking about Larry McKenzie's show. So I'm trying to make sense out of nonsense, man. Like how y'all forget about Dion?
Well, manager, I'm explaining something to you. I'm just keeping it 100, right?
I'm listening.
A lot of people, I'm not going to name no names, but a lot of certain grudge racers were in the staging lanes for a long time at Dion Race, and they hot lap motorcycles and bracket cars or whatever. So they felt like they was kind of like pushed to the side when they had to try to get races out. So I mean, that's where all that.
Yeah, guys got pushed to the side. Guys got pushed to the side at every race. Guys got pushed to the side at every race because they have to run a program.
Yep.
So if you have a class that's going, and that class has to go, and there's only one grudge race, I can't stop 5 rounds of racing to get one grudge race off, so you could talk shit for an hour, to then argue for another 20 minutes to race for fucking 5 seconds.
It just don't make sense if you really think about it.
I was at Bridge Wars. We was at Bridge Wars. I was at Bridge Wars at the stage lane for 5 hours before I made a hit.
And look, and I'm not hating on Larry McKenzie or nothing like that, but he basically messing up his money for us. And I'm gonna tell you how I feel like he messing up his money. Cause he's talking about he's gonna pay Josie Wells, Marquise Haddon, he's gonna pay Salty Bitch. Pay David O, and he's gonna put Bounty on Gotham City, and all this stuff. So basically, you already spending out like $5,000 or $50,000, maybe $20,000, $30,000, whatever it adds up to basically do whatever you're doing. But let's look at the guys that's probably got an issue with that, because most guys that's been racing and knowing that they're somebody want to get paid too. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't really for Laffy. That's for the back of the line. That's for back line. You know what I'm saying? If you want to pay them guys, you pay them guys. You don't say on the Laffy, because now everybody gonna have an issue with that. Now you gonna have motherfuckers like, listen, I'm not showing up. Then this Salty Bitch or Josie Wells and all them guys show up, and all the grudge racers minds, they're gonna be like, man, I know Larry paid these motherfuckers, and we drove all the way down here. We ain't get paid a motherfucking thing. So basically, you paying motherfuckers so you can get the people to come to see the race. So basically, it's like gate hustling for real. But at the end of the day, I ain't no hate in my blood. But at the end of the day, if you're going to pay somebody, pay Taylor. Pay these OGs in the game. Pay Fred. Pay these guys that the fans like. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy. Don't just have do it. Pay everybody. If it was me, I'd say pay the whole DMV, because they come down and support your black ass. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? Pay everybody for the DMV. I don't give a fuck. It's $500 a piece. If you're going to pay that money, you speaking that big boy shit, we'll put bounty hunters on motherfuckers' heads. Split that same motherfucking money. Take that bounty off people's heads that you got and pay DMV when they come in the motherfucking gates. Even if it's $500, even if it's $300, whatever. Show appreciation. Let them feel like, damn, I got paid to come down here. Don't just try to pay these motherfuckers because you want to build your event. Cause you want Salty Bitch and Tate and all them going bring the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you paying these motherfuckers because you want to make money and shit. Nah, you don't do it like that, bro. So if some of these motherfuckers in DMV choose to fall back, I'm like, listen, I ain't going to that motherfucking event. I'm gonna go ahead and fuck with Dion just because you want to pay certain motherfuckers though. Come on, man. Come on, that shit ain't right, though. That shit ain't right. That shit, you supposed to put that shit in the back line, bro. Nobody not supposed to know about that shit. You see Bruce Styles' situation with Bruce Styles? When he get paid, who knows who paid Bruce Styles? Nobody don't know that shit. That's why he always say, when I win, I lose. When I lose, I win. You know what I'm saying? You heard me? Can you guys hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, so you know, that's why Bruce Styles always say, when I win, I lose. When I lose, I win. Because in there, he still get paid, but we don't know who's paying him. But guess what? We know who the fuck Larry McKenzie paying. Come on, man. Like, come on, DMV, you got to wake up, man. Y'all motherfuckers have been wasting too long, bro, not to get paid. And it's not no motherfucking hating. I'm not hating on Larry McKenzie. I know he's, I see what he's trying to do, but he's doing the shit ass backwards.
Hold on a second. I got to open up a little mic. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going
to let y'all do what y'all do. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just stay right on. I got to open up another mic. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, fellas? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? This guy's a manager, right? Manager. You're saying that, I'm listening to what you're saying. You're saying that he's paying, I think he has a bounty. A bounty is different than paying somebody. He's putting a bounty on those people's heads. That means he's putting money into the pot. So if he says, I have a bounty of $1,000 against this guy, whoever wins that race gets that $1,000. He's not paying no one to come in. He's paying a bounty. That's like if someone says, I'm paying a bounty on the manager, I'm putting $1,000 so someone could race this guy. And then he's putting it in the – so whoever wins between me and you, you get that it's the $1,000 plus what we're betting against each other.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
You know, so
he ain't saying nothing about that.
Yeah, he's been saying it. I listen to every single show. Everyone's show I listen to, other people's show that, and the Carolinas and all these other guys from other different shows. I listen to a lot of shows. He's putting a bounty on certain cars because no one wants to race those cars. So that's what he's doing. I think he has bracket racing is like $10,000. Grudge racing, he has $5,000 in one class and another $5,000 in the other class, and then
he has bounties on certain people.
No, what I think he's saying is that what he's trying to say, from what I understand, is the states stepping on top of each other, is what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's saying that why he's paying these people, he's not paying the DMV. Paying the DMV, so that makes no sense, right, is what he said, right? So he said, why he's not paying the DMV, but he's complaining that the DMV is leaving the DMV to go over there. So whose problem is that? If someone's paying you to go somewhere, you got to go, correct?
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that like you said, and like I said to other people, we have too many shows too close by, and it's watered down. You know, you guys have been in this way longer than me. I'm a new guy. I'm listening, I'm watching, I'm observing. And when I came into this in 2012, the grudge racing scene anyway, because I'm from, you know, I'm into just regular street racing, bracket racing, and, you know, going to the World Cup. I have a lot of friends that do World Cup, a lot of friends that do imports and stuff like that. But the thing is, there's so many promoters doing so many, there's like a race every weekend, man. You guys, like, promoters are killing it. It should be under, like, one umbrella. Everyone should be able to try to...
Ghetto Cowboy, I've been saying that. I've been saying that for years.
You know, it's crazy. You know, it's hard. And then, you know, you have people arguing with each other, promoters stepping on each other's necks just to try to make a nickel, man. And they get sad. That's why things don't get... That's why things don't jump off, man. I see it from the back. You know what I'm saying? I see it. I keep quiet. And it makes me not, you know, I don't even know if I want a grudge race. It's like, damn, why should I waste time to go to all these different places? And we're coming from the north. So, and you know, all of us from Jersey, New York, how many tolls we pay to go all the way over there, man? These guys, and then when we did have a track, to come down here. No one wants to come down here.
Well, now you understand what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So
how do you chase that schedule? How do you chase a schedule with 12, 15 races weekends apart?
It's crazy. Think about it. Look at the guys in Long Island. They have to pay that toll two times, going in and coming out. Trailing a car, gas, feeding your group. Man, that thing is expensive.
It's a $2,000 trip to go anywhere south.
And that's
this is
what?
This is my,
gas and toll.
This is my hit on it. I'll say it all the time. You know, don't get me wrong. I know it gets expensive and stuff, but it's the same when we had ACO. Don't get me wrong, and I'm the first one. I'll tell you straight out. I know the track was there, but let me just tell you, it was a straight up. They didn't want you there, and that was it. They didn't want to put it that I was standing there one day, and a guy said something, y'all people. Straight out like that, and Gordo and the guy almost got into a fight. You remember that,
yeah.
Gordo?
Hold up.
Let me just tell you something. If I'm not welcomed at a restaurant, the person telling me, you know, something, so you know I'm not coming back there and going to eat again. So that's what kind of killed some of the tracks. So, and then you wonder why some people go down there, and the way the hospitality of person, the way the people treat you. Sometimes the promoters, and that's what I took my venue from, the promoter situation. I want to give you the best I can give you. I want to give you the cheapest I can give you. I want to try to give you food. I want to make everybody have fun and good time with it because I know what it's costing. So whatever else I can help you with, the cost-wise, and try to do it. And that's what a lot of promoters, some promoters that turn around will bend over trying to help you out, whichever way they can do to help out.
Yeah.
You can't fault them for doing it, but then you got some that don't do not a damn thing for you and will bullshit you along. So it's up to you
I got one question. Choose
what you like. It's up to you to choose what you like, how you feel about it. I'm never going to say don't go to somewhere. My son actually turned around and was saying, well, I think I'm going to go try it. Go ahead. I never tell nobody to say don't go. You know, let them find out for themselves. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's been times that I remember not going to something one time. Oh, you don't want to go to that hole in the wall. And I went out there and I was like, yo, this thing was freaking great. You know, and I'll tell you straight out, some people, it's up to how you go get treated, how you feel about the place. You know, I had somebody say something one day, right? And I'm going to tell you straight out how it was. And it was that gone. Oh, man, this thing, you know, that track there, they ain't crushed them. No. They're doing every freaking thing, whatever's right, to make it be right friendly. Let me just say this here, and I'll say it straight out like this. The prices that you pay to race there, for example, for a car and driver, we keep it, we, on our grudging, on just on our thing, it's the lowest anybody, I don't care. Now, I'm going to give you another one. When you guys bring your trailer and stuff there, we don't charge. Me and Dexter, I promise you, we don't charge. Whatever the track charges you, that's it. And that's everybody's going, man, that was a good deal, man. Joe, did you look out? No, we didn't do nothing at all. We didn't charge you. We just try to make whatever else you can just accommodate you for. And it's up to what the promoter and stuff. It's up to who wants to turn around and reach their pockets and try to make all this money or whatever. If you turn around and you know certain promoters will go out of the way. I'll say it right now, and I'm proud of all those guys that helped me out. I'm proud of Jeff and Dexter, and, you know, for the cancer show. We didn't even have a show, but we still talked amongst each other, and I said, we're going to do this, do that. We try to raise this money regardless. And even though we walked over there, we just used it as a symbolic walk, and we walked at the track. Long Island needs a drag strip, right?
Yeah, we just
get a piece of the walk. But we raised $9,600, you know,
$9,620.
And that's why I said, you know what I mean? Some things that a lot of people don't know, some of the promoters do more things than what you think. And I said, I just had to take my hat off for these guys that turn around, that try to give something back. So, you know, you can't not want these promoters. until you try it yourself. You know, what they give back and what they try. Of course, you got some that bullshit you. You know, I don't have to lie about it, and you know and I know. And it's up to you. You have to pick them and choose wisely. I will not knock nobody, no promoter. But guess what? You're going to turn around when you find out on your own. I'm not going to say anything. I still won't bash them. But then you got other promoters that will turn around and tell you, we're not going there. We're going to boycott this, not go to that one, this one. That's wrong. That's when you're wrong. So let the people find out for their own. That's how I feel about anything. Let the people find out what you think, what you like. If you like it, hey, keep going there. If you don't like it, then don't go back. That's all. But don't bash another anybody, nobody. Everybody, you know, you might like Burger King and I like McDonald's. How about that? You know, I'm just going to say it just like that way. But it's all about how you feel about things. And another thing, and I'll say it just like this because it's going to happen, and I'll let everybody know right now, act along. Each car that goes down there, you're only going to have 4 to 5 guys that be with that car. We're not trying to crowd that starting line up, and then people can drop their plastic cups, they can drop their cigarette butts, they can drop their, you know, their anything on the starting line, then you got to stop and try to clean it up. Anybody watch Florida the last time out, you notice you had to keep coming out and keep going on track. The reason why, because there was food down on the ground, there was plastic cups, there was garbage, and they had to get it back up because the cars were breaking the tires loose. It wasn't the track. It wasn't the track at all, not one bit. But if you're going to turn around and you're going to keep on dropping stuff and then being out there, then you wonder why they had to so much. Everybody was in the line over there. They were saying they complained about they were in the lane for 5.5 hours. I'm not going no more. No, it's not. It's not the track fault. It's basically your fault. You got to understand. If you're going to be on that starting line and jumping all around, and now the other guys can't even do a burnout because you all standing in the way, you got to wait till everything clears up before a guy does a burnout. Come on now. So that's why we kept it like that, and not only that, the insurance reasons also. You know, certain things I do at the track, and I'll say it. I heard people say something stupid. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why? Because I like to get everybody involved and have fun with it. So I'm doing that macaroni and cheese contest. Ain't no problem. I did the banana. You know, I made sure the banana pudding last year. But do we have to do it? No, but we have fun with it. That's what it's about. You got to learn how to have fun.
Hey,
if you
Joe,
have fun,
hey,
you're
Joe.
Not coming back there. That's how I look at it.
Hey
Joe.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Start the shit show. Start the shit show talk, right? I got a three-question for you. Can you answer three questions?
Go ahead.
Who you like, Jeff Rodden or Jackie Chan? Mm.
Well, you know, listen, you already know that Jeff is my partner, so you, come on.
No, answer the question. Hold on.
The question. Just be real. No, listen to me right now. Y'all know I've been partners with a lot. You guys can tell anything. Anytime when we had the cancer bit up here. Anytime I had the cancer bit,
who do you
draw,
like?
You know.
2.8.
Huh?
They support it.
Hey, damn all your biography. Who you like, Jeff Rodgers or Jackie Chan?
It's going to be a good race.
No, damn.
It's
going to
be a good race. Hold on. It's going to be, wait. Oh, no, I'm going to answer truly to you. It's going to be a good race. I'm going to tell you right now. But I kind of like leaning towards Jeff Rodgers.
All right, good report. Next. Who you like, Gordo or the Chicago boy?
Right.
Gordo.
Got along together.
All right. Who you like? What the fuck was that other one? That's it. Who do you like?
Me or Zeus and you? Zeus and you? Is that what you're going to ask?
I just said, me and Zeus.
Out there.
I got to see the burnout. I got to see the burnout. I got to see the burnout.
Alright.
Hold on. You do that. Hold on, wait, listen to this here. Hold up. I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is no lie. We're on here right now. I got a $50 bet. if you do a burnout at Gallant, I already win $50. How about that? And, oh, I forgot, I did better Snapple with somebody else again.
I was going to say, yeah, Snapple too.
Snapple. Good report. Good report. Good report. So get ready to get your $50. But next thing, right? I want that thesis on all the races you got locked in.
Huh?
Did you answer that last one? So you got...
What
did
you say now?
Who do you like? Mike Brown or LeBron?
Mike Brown.
All right. Okay. Who do
with
you like?
Faith.
Al Boogie or Copperhead?
That race ain't happening.
Why is that happening?
I don't know. Copperhead told me that Al Boogie ain't doing it.
No. Al Boogie said he's going.
Copperhead told me that Al Boogie wasn't doing it.
Al Boogie can't do that. He said he's not doing no races until he finished doing what he got to do to make his event right. Then he's going to race. That's what he said on Larry's show.
Okay.
Yeah, when
who
is this
like?
Event? In April?
Okay. Who do you like, Gordon or Tony Montana?
Gordo on that one.
They couldn't beat Charlie Brown. What the fuck make you think they're going out there with Ron Burgundy?
I ain't saying who I like, but I'm on your team. But I'm just asking, you know what I'm saying? Fuck this shit.
These motherfuckers couldn't beat my all steel all glass station wagon. You talking about racing a race car now?
Years ago, that deal was there. Gordo. Tell me what you're going to do to them, Gordo.
I'm going to kill them.
You're going to shoot them dead?
Did I not call them today with Steph on the phone when they called me out this morning and said North versus South and said Friday, and then I told Steph, let's get it, two on that number, because he said it got to be on that number. So I said, yeah, I agreed to everything. And what'd he say, you know what I'm
saying? He had to check his work schedule.
So you mean to tell me that you called me out when you woke up in the morning and you didn't get the approval to get off work?
Hey, I think we need some answers. Hey, man, you need some answers? Fuck all this mediocre shit. Get the spike ball, get these motherfuckers off their feet, and get it back where it's at. All this banana pudding and macaroni cheese ain't going to get it. Make that motherfucker talking shit.
It's very simple.
Kane said he's going to fuck you up, Joe Gray. Kane said he's going to take his Malibu and fuck up your Corvette.
I know. He did say it. I am running them. I'm not backing off that race.
Shit. Get them lugs up. You know how I got my height? Because motherfuckers used to kind of see me race, I pop my shit. Even if they don't like me, they know I pop my shit. The only thing about me is I fell down for a minute, but when I go, I go. So pop that shit, man. Get this game back the way I'm supposed to be. It ain't about all this Popeye's chicken and macaroni and cheese. We all can cook. But you better stop eating at these
No, I don't want to hear that shit. You ain't telling me we all can cook.
Young thing, we want to know this, right? Because you like Houdini. Well, now you're here, done. Now you're not. We want to know if you're going to race this year.
Hey, Joe, hey, Gordo, let me tell you like this. Don't nobody let this game more than me. The only reason why I didn't go is because I couldn't go. Anytime I could go, I'm going. So now that I'm in a position where I can go, they can kiss my fucking ass. And I ain't got a lot of ass with skinny, but fuck them all. I'm going to beat the shit out of Zeus.
I like Young
Thang
over Zeus.
Whoever else comes after that, they're going to fucking sit on their fucking ass. And, oh, your family got to get back high five, and I'm going to tell them to sit on their monkey ass. I don't know what to get you clicked off.
Hey, hold on. Zeus is supposed to give you one and one, right?
Fuck Zeus and fuck Mac. His uncle.
got that caribou.
And it fucks with that
fighter. And,
yeah.
It was cold. It was like, that was pretty cold.
Oh,
hey. I just remember.
Who else I don't know all the race. Who else race locked in?
Hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, right? Why can't Tony Montana, right? Because he said he was going to be there the 13th at Cecil. Why can't Tony Montana run Jackie Chan? Jackie Chan got a small block.
I was close to catching him.
Why you ain't call him out? You good on the hot seat? You want to be in the videos? Why you ain't put him on the hot seat?
Because I want to kill Tony one more time.
Unbelievable. Like, he walked barefoot in the jungle for
Get him on here, Joe.
Spread out. And
I ain't got his number. Somebody got to give him a call.
You got T's number. You got T's number. Call him
right
on three-way. Call him on three-way.
We're going to start making this a cooking channel. Get somebody ass in the hot seat.
I'll put somebody in the oven, huh?
We have that's so above and beyond.
Hold on, Joe. I just sent it to you, Joe. Add it on to your show.
Just that the pyramids
were big. Let me try to add it.
Perfectly designed.
Where'd you send it to?
It reached the top.
Oh, there it is. It just came through.
A half an inch at the bottom. As time went on,
Is that Mike Lang in the background talking about Tommy?
The polished limestone that would probably be insane to look at. The pyramids are perfect.
Hold on one second. I'm trying Tony Montana right now.
Well, you're correct. It's not much more than 100,000 square kilometers in size. It is filled with intriguing Mayan ruins. Everybody has heard of Tikal. What archaeologists didn't know was that literally within walking distance of Tikal, surrounding that whole area, were more than 60,000 structures that they hadn't identified. And these have all been identified by LIDAR in a country that's just 100,000 kilometers in area.
Who's listening to that radio show?
Yeah, somebody's got a radio in the back talking. Hold on one second. Let me try to get it. Can you give me a pen? So, Young Sam, can you tell me one thing then? Are you going to race anybody else after Zoo that day?
If I got oil pressure.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. Hold on. Let's try it right now.
Joe Gray got a cricket phone.
So you guys think Island will ever get jersey barriers or what?
Travel, what car y'all bringing over top? Your car is still off.
Don't know either one. Don't know right now.
All right, Tony will be calling. He just got in work, walking in from work. He said, give him like about 10 minutes. We're going to call back. We're going to call him. Give him 10 minutes.
All right. So, who else you got, Joe? Give you a description on the next one.
Well, you know who you like between Gordo and that little Malibu.
What Malibu?
Oh, you ain't hear the one he run? You can lock him on in from Chicago.
That's what I said. The Chicago, I like Gordo.
No. I'm not talking about the Buick Regal. He locked in another race after that too.
All I heard was he got two from Chicago and he locked in number one stunner or something like that.
No, Dirty Diana. He locked in Dirty Diana.
I'm
and he locked in another.
I'm sticking with the home team. The stunner race,
he's racing him on the 30th down at.
Oh, okay. I'm sticking with Gordo on the two races he got, the two Malibus, whatever the car is. I'm sticking with Gordo.
How about King Carolina and Little Junkie?
Who's Little Junkie? That's the dude, Chris or whatever.
Country Chris, yep.
I like King Carolina.
Okay. Block, let me see what he called. Block Baby and Cookie Monster.
Block Baby.
Okay. Hold on. I got somebody else. Let me look on the stand. I ain't got them all sitting here. I know I got them. Let me look. I'll take a few seconds on this. Oh, man. I know there's a lot more.
Yeah, give me your whole list. I'm tired of handing about some goddamn macaroni and cheese and potato salad.
Ain't no potato salad. No potato salad, too.
I know. I'm just busting your chops. Jeff Rogers. Where Jeff at? Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
What you going to do to them boys? Talk slick to me. Tell me something. I know Mike ain't listening. Tell him something.
You know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't understand it, man. I just don't. Hey, look. But look, I think Joe favors him because if you look at that video, Joe had 3 minutes of Jackie Chan and had like 10 seconds of Cassie Clay. I'm like, what the fuck kind of video is this? That curly headed black.
Everybody
turn it on.
Everybody, go ahead. Shit.
All right, look, hold on. Anybody know I did that shit on my phone, right? And I thought I had more for Jeff because I did have a couple of pictures and. On his car, I had different ways of where the car was. And since I ran so long, they cut the thing out for Ali, the last part, so they cut his damn car in half. It was supposed to be coming down, like fading down and showing the car. And one time you was going to see
your
car was sitting like
you,
that.
Hey, look, that motherfucker Young thing, he got him racing somebody, beating that slow-ass legged lady. And got me out there to make a test pass. Then it says, then I said, look at this motherfucker. Who the hell? I thought me and Joe
were
buddies.
No, hey, Jeff, you want to hear something, though? A couple of those things that you got when you race somewhere, I forgot who had one of the things, you got to ask permission to use their tape. Like 302, that guy 302, he gave me permission. With your guy that you have over there that had a tape of a thing, he wants money ahead of time.
Yeah, but goddamn, you could have put up Tony Bond.
Anybody tell you about that when they got that copyright, they try to play the game on you.
So then they try to call themselves trying to sue you or whatever that crap is. But I had to ask 302, can I use their tape? And I had to ask Mike Lang to go after the music. And then he helped him out. He said, yeah, you can use it. So that's how I got the tape. The other people that got the tape that's out there, they won't let you borrow it. They won't let you take it. They will not let you have it.
You hear that, Young Stang? Young Stang, he called Mike Lang personally and let him get that tape released. He ain't called me yet. He got to get that tape released. Motherfucking short. That's fine.
Sound like to me you ain't no partner, Jeff.
Yeah. You're supposed to kick me to the curb.
Hey Joe, you remember that fuckhead boy you had on here, Bobby? I bet you he don't bust a grip at Nova South. And I bet you a snap.
OG Bobby?
I bet you don't bust a grip. And don't blame it on respect. We all gonna give a moment for Simon. We know he lost his son. Respect that. But ain't no excuse. Simon's okay. And we hope he feel better and all that other. We understand that. And whatever he need, cool. But before that, he wasn't gonna bust a fucking grape with his big head and snag a tooth ass.
Oh Lord.
He wasn't gonna bust a grape. He came on your show talking about he gonna rape anybody, whatever, head up, however he feel like him. Anybody that called him out, he wanna spot. His faggot, no tooth ass having, big head, snagger tooth. Now,
tell him how you gonna
say it. Huh? Ain't gonna bust a fucking grape. Fuck him. He ain't gonna bust a grape. He ain't gonna bust a grape. You're a big ass dummy.
So you telling me? Let me just tell you something. You telling me my money in the bag right now, right?
Excuse
my
me?
Money in the bag for this. That you gonna go out there and turn the tide. Baby.
I ask you this. I respectfully ask you to transfer all your bets to me.
All right.
Bet them all, Joe. Bet every fucking dollar you bet your house. Bet your kids' tuition fund. And your kids grown. Bet the grandkids' tuition fund.
But the grandbaby.
Oh, man. I ain't going to say. Somebody said, you better learn from last time. I said, damn.
You're right. Learn from that. Bet him, Joe. Tell him to kiss ass and bet him. Bet him, Joe. The only reason I can't go now is because I want to bet him. Don't talk to me, Jeff, Joe. Bet him. I know Jeff already know. Okay. Bet him. Jeff already know what's going on. Bet him. I don't need no co-sign to bet him.
Okay.
I bet you where the fuck that is telling to suck a monkey's ass and tell him to bet me. But they won't say it to my face. That's why they're texting you. Tell him to bring that monkey ass on here and say it theyself. And all these fucking cowards behind closed doors. Fuck them.
Oh,
tell me hit the one button, Joe. Hit the one button.
Come on, hit that one button.
Yeah, monkey bitch, hit the one button, you faggot motherfucker. Hit the one button, Joe. Half the shit they say to you, they won't say to me. Hit the fucking one button. Bring him on here, you self-made bitch. You snag a tooth, motherfucker, and I know it's Bobby. You snag a tooth, bitch.
It ain't Bobby.
I wouldn't give a fuck who it is. He's trying to snag a tooth, too.
Oh, man. Damn.
Joe, I bet you against. Hey, Joe, they get mad. They want to confide in you. I bet you a Snapple and $20 on what they just text you. Bet them. Bet Joe. Bet a snag of tooth and a $50 and a $20 bet. Jeff, hey Jeff. Hey Jeff, you see your partner Jeff?
Yeah, I know. I'm happy to have a talk with him tomorrow. He disappointed me. He disappointed me, young thing. I don't know what's going on.
Hey Jeff, don't tell. Hey Jeff, just keep what we talk about to ourselves. Don't talk to them. Tell him. Let him be a promoter right now.
Hold on. Hey, I know more about what you think I know, so don't be worried about that now.
Hey Jeff, you told him something?
No, he don't know nothing. I ain't telling nothing about nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, Joe. Hey, Joe, you get the fuck out of here, Joe.
Yeah.
I bet you Jeff take that bet.
What?
Whatever the fuck you want to bet, I bet he take that bet. Yeah.
That you gonna race him?
Yeah, I bet Jeff take that bet.
Yeah, he's going out there. He's going, Joe.
He's going out there. Okay.
Oh, yo, yeah. Hey Jeff, I asked you to say that. Let him bet first, Joe. Hey Jeff, hey guys, damn Jeff.
Yeah, but you told him that I bet it. So if I bet it, you already told him it's good. You said I bet. I ain't telling nothing. You ain't telling. But you know, look, it seems like it's a long way off, but that motherfucker ain't but about 8 weeks away. That happened before you know it.
Yeah, it ain't far at all.
You figure Christmas is already
about
4 weeks away. Shit. Another fucking 8 weeks, we'll be down there busting heads.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
How's that person that texts you just now, they want to tighten up?
Hold on. I'm going to try to call that person. Hold on. Hold on.
I bet they don't. Hey, Joe, I'll lay it to you, they don't answer. 10 to 5.
Oh, well, let me see. No, I bet.
I know they're listening. Bet 10 to 5. I'm a bet. All they got to do is answer the phone. Hey Joe, we gotta get new.
You're right. Ain't nobody answering. I just tried it. Nobody can. I wanted to see what's going on. God, damn, man. I thought for sure. Damn. Also, I know I messed up a couple one because
I got a bet for you, Joe. Excuse my friend.
What's that?
I bet you ever talking to you on the sideline behind my back, kicking my back into you, right? I bet they don't keep that same energy in my face. Now you got the giggles. And you got a text message telling them to bet that. You just got a text message now, bet to bet that.
Tell them bet that to your face, right?
Mr. Giggles.
Tell them bet that to your face, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Young Spangin' Bet, y'all.
Bet that to my face. Now, how much? We got. You beat me out of 1,500. How much you want to lose of that?
No, hell no. I beat you at 15, but I lost 4 on that last bet, I bet.
I'm going to get it all back for you.
All right. I lost 4 of that last bet. Yes,
double or nothing.
Hey, no.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
hold on. I got one for you. Y'all been talking about this. Everybody been talking about this, the man going race and everything. I heard opposite. They were talking about Wallace Carr versus Andy Harris, right?
I like Andy all the way.
Am I right?
I like Andy all the way. Oh, that's what
you bet
you $20.
I bet you.
Oh, no, no. Hold on. Say nothing else.
I bet you $20 that they don't even go out to run, Andy. How about that?
Right,
the black
car. This is what you do. Live and just show up. Call Andy right now, and I'm going to make sure Wilder will get on here tonight. Call Andy up. I'm going to get Wilder on here. You call Andy, I'm going to get Wilder.
Andy on here now, I think.
Well, tell him to hit the one button.
Andy on here now.
Hit the one button.
You get Wallaboo on here, and I'll make sure Andy says something. Andy probably
hold
wrestling
on,
right
hold
now,
on now.
He will.
Hold on.
Huh?
No, hit Andy on here.
Hold on,
hit
hold
Andy
on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to you. 516-2415. Your mic is open.
There go Andy. I know Andy in my heart. That's Andy right there.
All right, then.
Andy!
Now, you say you can get Wallaboo?
Yeah, I can get Wallaboo on here.
Andy!
Hold on. Oh, shit, Andy got strep throat.
Andy got no strep throat. Andy said he'll run that black car.
All right, we're going to get him on here. We're going to stop all this bullshit. We're going to lie. We're going to stop up.
You want to bet $20 that they don't run in?
Hold on. I don't have the communication again. I'm going to give you the number to call him on there right now. So I'm going to get Andy on here.
I can't
get
no more numbers on my thing
here.
Now. You said you won't get them. I can't get no more numbers on my phone.
Hold on. All right, I'm going to get Wallaboo. I forgot. All right, I got it. Hold on. Get Andy on here. I'm going to call Wallaboo. Hold on.
Andy, I just called Andy's number. You heard him. He's right here.
Hey,
Wallaboo.
Yeah.
I got you on here with Joe. Hey, Joe,
there go Wallaboo right there.
You know what I said that Wallaboo said? Wallaboo,
hey,
they said it.
Wallaboo.
That you would run
Wallaboo.
Andy. I said
yeah,
you won't run Andy with the
I'm
black
sorry,
one. That's
sorry.
What I said.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me talk to Wallaboo. Are you scared of Andy Harris?
No.
All right. So are you planning on bringing your car to North Versailles to run Andy?
Yeah.
For how much?
10, 20, whatever.
So what's the holdup on that race getting locked in?
Well, you know, when I came up with the car, it had a little minor adjustment, so that's it. I'll be taking
so you willing,
huh?
So you willing to lock Andy in for North Versailles?
About another week or so. Like, give me 2 weeks because the weather's still bad.
Weather's still bad. And you're gonna take your black Mustang and run Andy Harris head the fuck up.
I plan on, yeah. But I knew for sure I'd be locked in already. But you know what, though? It don't make no sense to me locking Andy in and running Andy. He's supposed to be the killer. But there's more people out there.
So what you saying? Who you want first?
I don't I don't want the toughest motherfucker out there, that's for sure. But if that's what it comes down to be, then that's what it comes down to be.
So you want him if he's gonna go.
I don't know, I guess he's gonna go. You say he keeps saying it, he'll run all of us.
All right then. You heard it. You heard it out the owner's mouth, Al Joe. So we're gonna stop all this talking.
I guess we'll wait 2 weeks to find out.
What Joe was this?
Joe Gray.
Oh. Hey, Joe, what's up?
What's up now, Mom? We'll have everything.
And you had doubt that I would run Andy?
I didn't think you gonna. I heard that this is what we heard. They said you didn't want to run. They wanted to put the white car on Andy instead of the black car.
That's true.
So you want? So you want the you want the white car to run Andy, and before the black car, or do it better?
It ain't what I want. The thing about it is, Andy want the black car first.
Okay. And you're not scared to go first.
Huh?
You're not scared to go first.
Like I said, I'll make my decision like 2 more weeks. I got to get a good track day.
All right. Got you. So we're looking forward to
now,
that.
Hold on. I want to clear one more thing up while I got you on here. I was talking to Rhodey in Florida. Rhodey stopped me and told me he was coming. He coming on the 23rd, and we was in Florida. He said he wanted the black car first. He wanted to run y'all, but
right.
Y'all said y'all wanted to run with the white car. That was a hold up on that race.
Joe, were you in Florida?
I was in Florida. That's what he told me. He said that was the hold up.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you remember how many shakedowns Rhodey made?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of shakedowns he was doing.
I made 2, Joe, and I told him I was ready.
So,
I ain't got
so
to Rhodey, no more.
So Rhodey was the hold up, so he told me something different then.
Yeah, but you seen it for your own self.
Hold on. Hey, Joe, I'm going to ask something on here. Hold on, Joe. I'm going to ask something on here. Hold on. Hold on, Joe. We're going to stop all this adding back and forth. Hold on. Watch this. I got something for you.
Because he told me, he said they didn't want to do that. They wanted to get the white car. They wanted to do the black car. That was Rhodey told me.
This is what happened originally. When he called me up before Florida, he wanted to lock in. I had just got the car together. It hadn't been a note track, weather permitting. I couldn't do nothing. I said, Rhodey, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to make my shakedown right in front of everybody. I ain't got nothing to hide. If it do well as expected, man, you got action for 10 or better. I made my first one. He made his first one. My car didn't shift. I took care of that problem. I went back out there. My car shift. I asked Rhodey, what's up? Rhodey told me, give me a minute. After that, he made 4 or 5 goddamn shakedowns. Then I came in the last time asking what's up. His car was in the trail. What could I do?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Now, since then, I text him, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. I said, listen here. They got the first ass-cutting race in Orangeburg. What's up? You want to lock in for that? He texted me back, same to you. So in other words, he answered me about the Happy New Merry Christmas, but he didn't say shit, but I know, can we lock in? So I'm not going to keep. When he get ready, I guess he'll let me know.
Okay.
Good report. All right, Wallace, we're going to hit you back in a little bit.
All right.
Joe, hold on, Joe. We're going to stop this bullshit. I'm going to get the white car on here. We're going to stop this bullshit. You're going to stop acting like this.
No. Andy on here right now. Andy just waiting for the black car, like we said. Andy's waiting for the black car. He will run the black car. That's what we said.
Okay, well, we're going to stop this bullshit, Joe. You ain't going to – no, you're a promoter. We ain't going to allow that, Joe. You can't get that off. We're going to get the white car on here and see what the fuck is the word.
The white car.
Hold on.
The white car, Andy said, it's like his other white car. That's how he said it. That's why he said, if you want to run the white car, he was going to put it in that other white car. That's how it was.
Joe, let me tell you. Listen. You know what I like to do, really? I make the trip worthwhile. I'll take that black car at 2 o'clock. I'll take Rhodey at 4:30, and then I'll take that white car at 6:30. I'll wipe them all out one fucking day. That's what I want to do, make my trip worthwhile. And to do a minimum of 10 a shot, we'll start at 10. I'll lock up all the 3 races, and I lock them up. I lock them up a week before the weekend. This way we know the weather's good, and I don't want to come all the way down there with a satchel for nothing. You know, I already came down there for, you know, and they paid me to punk out. But I want to annihilate all three of them and just finish the day, winner or loser. And another thing, Jeff, and another thing, Rogers, what are you talking about Ford and Chevy? You know the baddest motherfucking motor is the Chevrolet, so Lang is going to fuck your shit up. That's another thing I want to say, Jeff, with that fucking Ford motor. You tell me it's a Chevrolet. I got the baddest Chevrolet on the planet, and you're talking about Chevrolet and Ford. You're going to get fucked up. And Gordo's going to do a sweep. It's going to be a North massacre. It's going to be a North massacre. We're going to come home. We're going to have deer strapped to our fucking hoods with your heads on it. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're looking to do here. We're looking to finish you guys off once and for all. And next time you call us to come North versus South,
Andy, I got the white.
What?
White owner, Maurice. He on here. Hey, Maurice.
What's up?
Are you scared of Andy Harris?
No.
Are you willing to run Andy Harris and North versus South?
What's the name of the car?
White Lightning.
White Lightning.
Andy Harris,
the
white
one
Lightning.
You know. The one fucking Ray, that bitch. No, the one he's crying about. Not my other, not my fucking GTO. The white car, my Mustang that I had for 20 fucking years that I cleaned everybody's clock.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going
to clean your clock, too. I'm going to clean your clock, too. After I get done with Wallaboo and Blood Out, I'm going to clean your clock, too. And don't forget about Kiwan. Kiwan can get it, too. I'll lock up all four the same day.
Listen, I will lock the White Lightning in for versus the South.
All right, you're going to get
much,
a call.
How much more?
It's whatever.
Maurice, yeah, well, so you said you wanted to lock in a minimum of 2 on 10 to get it off.
Yes.
Andy, you got all right. 2 on 10 in the option for North versus South. What's up?
I know. Okay. I like it. I just
right,
I don't want
right.
I don't
right,
want Wallaboo to get
so
up there. Yo, hold on. I don't want Wallaboo to get off the hook though and have him run out. I'm gonna run him first that morning. I want to make sure that he gets in that fucking hot seat where I can cook his ass and shut him up for good. I want
but
to clean his
he
clock.
Said he gonna go, hey, Joe, he said he's going to go. Hey, Andy, he said he's going to go whether you race him or not.
Brother,
now, you got one on, we got one on here that's willing to go right now. Now, you the baddest man of the game. You the head slammer. And this man on here is saying he's ready to lock you in now. Are you saying don't want to go?
You heard what he said. He said he'll lock all three, so let him lock all three of them in. That's all.
Okay. And Kiwan. And get Kiwan on the phone.
Okay.
And get Kiwan on the fucking phone.
I got all of their numbers. So we got Maurice willing to go for 2 on 10. Wallable said he's going to wait. Okay. So now we're going to get Kiwan on here now. I'm going to get Kiwan on here. And if we can't get Wilder to go because we can't make him go, we guaranteed to get 2 more races for North versus South. What are we doing? Maurice, you say you're willing to go 2 on 10?
2 on 10, I'll make it worth his while. If he feel like he got to skip the line or jump up to us.
So if you made it worth his while, would you be willing to make him say, fuck Wallaboo and make the pot bigger so he can say, fuck Wallaboo?
Nah, yeah. I want Wallaboo's ass for talking shit. I want him, too. I want to see how it goes.
If he man up, man, we got to understand that. So, Maurice, what would you be willing to say you'd run Andy for? Hood down, small block, on motors apiece, on 28, stock style suspension, or whatever, however y'all got it. What you going to go for to make him say, fuck that, lock this race in? What's your number?
Whatever number he want to say it for. I mean, it don't matter.
So if he say 50 or better, y'all lock in 25 on 50 or better, you willing to go?
Yes, sir.
Oh, goddamn, Joe. Goddamn, Joe. Listen, Joe, he said 50,000. Why would I not bet 50,000?
I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. Wildwood's got to get his, and Rody's got to get his, and Kiwan. I'm not leaving the park until I'm either blown up or we run Maurice. I'm that's fine with me.
Maurice,
and I like it up a week before.
Maurice, are you coming to North Versailles with that car?
I mean, just without a lock-in, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. You know, once they get
closer. All right, so, Maurice, we got you on here right now. We got the show right now. We're going to see. I'm going to get Rody on here because, you know, y'all my teacups. I'm the real motor guy. I'm going to orchestrate this right here. I'm going to get Kiwan on here now, and I'm going to see if he's going to go. If he's pulled out, all we got is Wallaboo holding up. You ready to go. Andy ready to go. We got a couple people ahead of you, so we're going to see if Kiwan drop off, and then we're going to get back to you. But you willing to go and Andy willing to go. So if other ones can't go, we're going to see if we get you to go.
All right, but.
All right, I'm going to call you back. Hold on, y'all. We gonna live in this fucking Thursday night up. We gonna see if we get Kiwan on here. Hold on, let me call Kiwan. Andy, you want Brody or you want Kiwan first? Cause I got both of them.
I like to get Wallaboo and then Brody and then Kiwan at the end of the night. I push all the chips forward if they get those three pots, and I race single. I race Maurice. I'll leave the money up. I push the chips forward.
He wouldn't look better.
Hey Jeff. Hey Jeff. Give me your thesis. Who we go next? Who do we get to lock in next? Who do we go? Are we going Kiwan? Are we going Rody, Joe? I mean Jeff. Who we going with?
Call Kiwan on the phone. Get Rody. All right, Kiwan. Who cares?
All right, well, let me get Kiwan on here. Hold on, we're going to stop this bullshit now.
I used to like Andy Harris. He talked bad about it.
Nah, Jeff. Don't lie to me. I don't want no more friends. I want fucking enemies, man. That's what I'm looking for, enemies.
Okay.
Forget about that. At the party, we'll kiss. But right now, we ain't at the party.
I got you.
Fuck it. Fuck your Ford. Ford's a piece of shit, Ford. I want to hear nothing.
Yeah.
My little fucking Chevrolet just fucking sings, man. Sings.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to quit. I'm gonna take that fucking 2x4 off the bottom of my gas pedal and show you guys something.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get a key one. Hold on.
Hey, 646-7847, your mic is open also.
What up, Big Joe? Steph.
What's going on, Steph?
Man, why don't they all just put up $10,000 a piece to have a four-car shootout, man? Winner takes $40,000. Hello?
No, I don't think Andy want to do no shootout. I think he just want to get to each
it's
one of them.
It's only two passes.
But Andy going to push all the chips at one time on the last one.
You got to get them all to go, Joe. You got to get them all to go.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, Steph.
Yeah.
I got him riled up, Steph. I got him riled up. Hold on. Get him riled up.
I'm listening.
Might need your services. Might need your services. Goddamn, hold on.
So you was out here listening all the time, Steph?
Yeah.
You dirty dog, you.
Well, I was off for a little bit, and I came back on.
All right.
So I missed some part. Well, I missed Joe.
Yeah, I know you did.
I missed.
347-3068. Your mic is open. 3068. Your mic is open.
All right, Joe. I'm on mute right now. I got you.
Okay. All right.
What I missed, Joe?
Huh?
I said, what I missed?
We thank them all. Everybody. Who all the doubters about them. Everything. Huh?
I said, damn.
He's going out there. He's going out there 23rd.
Hey, yeah. Mike.
You don't care who wants to bet.
Mike.
I told him Steph to take all the bets. Don't worry about it.
Don't say
you
nothing.
You did not damn lie.
Just say, Young Stang is definitely going out there. He bet anybody.
Hold on, I got Kiwan calling me right now. He called. He said he can get to a better area. So anyway, hold up, Steph. You said I wasn't going.
No, he bet with you.
Oh, okay, my buddy. He's a good guy. Hold on, I got Rudy. But hold on, here you go. Hold on, hold on.
You know he ain't going against you. Y'all smoke hookers together.
Motherfucker smoke hookers.
Yeah.
I know North versus South. That goddamn young thing's in that goddamn up in the bleachers smoking something. He had smoke on every motherfucker. What the hell he was smoking? What the hell was you smoking, young thing?
Come on now. He ain't like that. He ain't smoking like
man,
a
man. I mean, something had water blowing out of it. It looked like a bong or something. That motherfucker was smoking shit.
Yeah, that's
blowing
it.
You got a bunch of straws.
Hey, Jeff, don't talk about my fucking hookah. Don't talk about that shit. Don't talk about my shit. I'm trying to get Kiwan on here. He's in some fucking bar. I'm going to get it. Andy, you there, Andy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Still here?
Hold on.
Basically, all that hookah is really is a vape, right? That's all it is, though, right?
Yeah.
What is?
Huh?
The tobacco. Flavored tobacco.
Flavored tobacco.
You can put whatever. Okay. You can put whatever you want in there, can't you?
No. It gotta be tobacco. It's a tobacco.
Jeff, you can't put crack in there.
No, I'm not
talking
about that. Somebody burn that motherfucker.
It looked like one of them when they used to smoke hash back in the day. And they put it on top of
that.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, you've seen it before. Right?
I've seen it. I ain't never did it, but I've seen it before.
I don't know. Hey, Kiwan is on hold. He answered back. But Andy looking strong right now. But Maurice said he wasn't. He called me back just now. Said he wasn't lock him in for whatever they're gonna go for, and go head up. Just lock it in tonight. He want to lock Andy in tonight. But whatever
man,
he want to lock in for. He said, he said he don't care
no,
what Andy
no,
going to
no,
bring
no,
them
hold
for.
Hold on, young thing. I want you to do this here then. We're going to get Wallaboo on here right now. And we get if he don't come up with the rest of the money by the week of, then he loses the part of the money. That's how we're told.
You want me to get Wallaboo back on here?
Yeah, get Wallaboo back on there. We're going
to
lock Wallaboo.
Yeah, but Wallaboo said he needs 2 weeks. Wallaboo said he needs 2 weeks to try that piece of shit again to see if he can get a time ticket on that thing because it's so fucking slow. But he's hoping
on
a dream.
I know where I got to call to make them go.
You're calling the
dentist.
You give him his... Give him his 2 weeks. Get Rhodey on the phone then. Kiwan took some NyQuil, so he's not going to be out for a while. He took the NyQuil. So just get Rhodey on the phone, baby. If he wants to, just let me know that he's coming there or
hold
get ready
on,
to
I,
lock
I,
up.
I'm getting one more. Hold on. I got one. Hold on. I
want to lock him up right, like Joe said earlier, like bowling pins. I want to take him out, like fucking bowling pins. One at a time, man. One day, I'm going to clean everybody's clock. One day. That's what I want. I can hot lap my car 4 times. Not a problem. I'll show you how reliable them Chevys are.
Hey, I got you on here with the fellas. So we're in discussion, right? So Wildwood has agreed to run Andy. Now, you the driver and the spokesperson. What do you feel about that?
I can't understand what you're saying. You got me on speakerphone or something.
Okay, we got Joe Gray on here, Steph on the phone. Andy wants to lock ass, North versus South with the black card. What do you think about that?
The black card's not ready. Everybody knows that. Listen to me clearly. Do you know who Henry is?
No. Educate me.
Henry is the guy that owns the car, from what I understand, with Johnny Reb.
Okay.
Okay. Henry is the one that wanted to race Rody on Saturday night. He is the man that went down there on the golf cart, told Rody's brother, fuck this, we're both here, let's do this. We're only going to run for 10,000, one on 10.
Okay.
And that's when they told Henry, we want to make one more hit, and then we're going to come up there. And the next thing we knew, Rody's car was in the trailer. Okay?
Okay.
They need to test it a little more. There's a couple of things. I mean, everything in the car is new. It's got to be tested. That's all.
Okay, so are you scared to run Andy heads up?
Hold on. I ain't scared of nothing, dude. I don't own anything. So don't use the term scared. You know, for a guy with his own car, you want a lot of questions answered about other people's cars. What the fuck are you scared of?
I'll run either one of y'all heads the fuck up.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take that white car and run you heads up. That car's ready.
I'll run y'all back heads up, north versus south.
With that white car and your green car?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if they'll come there.
You don't need to call them. Lock the fuck in.
Now, I can't lock in on another man's car. I'll lock in on mine, bitch. You got the fucking
car. I can't run the Pro Mod. I can't run the Pro Mod.
You call it a Pro Mod. It ain't a Pro Mod. It's a fucking Camaro.
I can't run your car.
They never entered a Pro Mod quad. So
I can't run a Pro Mod. But I tell you this, though. Andy will fuck y'all up north or south. Do you want to lock in for your 25 or better?
That ain't my car, soldier.
Well, get a fucking heart. Well, get some cosigning so we can fuck you up.
I tell you what, though. I'll take the brake on motor from you and you shoot.
And fuck the brake. Stand on your car. I ran motor cars and nitrous cars together. I want Andy to fuck you up.
I know. That sounds good. Take your nitrous off. I'll fuck you up.
No, sir. I became a junkie. I had crack.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
I hear you.
All right, so listen. This is what I'm saying. Could you talk to your buddy and see if y'all could come to a resolution for North versus South? Because Andy's sitting there with hot nuts to fuck y'all up. That's what I'm calling you to let you know.
I appreciate that. It's the highest festivity.
At the hold on.
And just in case somebody hasn't told you today what a piece of shit you are, I'll be the first.
Thank you. Hey,
all right.
Guess what? Take garbage day is on Thursday, so they missed the pickup, and take me tomorrow. I'm a piece of shit, and I'm going to make sure you get fucked up by Andy.
I just love the fact on how the fuck Andy and Theo fucking made such a mockery of your dumbass, and you're out here riding his fucking nuts. I love it.
Hey, guess what? You can't beat him. You fucking join him. You raggedy motherfucker. Take that to the bank and bring your fucking ass. Because I got fucked up, and I want you to feel the same way I felt. You raggedy motherfucker.
I guarantee you, it will happen. I can't say it'll happen by North versus South, and it's only because of the winter months. I'll be there anyway.
You call your fucking groupies, and you tell them Andy goes stick it up
your
downtown
fucking
fight.
Groupies. I'm just a paid driver, bitch.
Andy goes fuck you up on the worst way, because you can't train, you can't drive, you big lip, you big bird.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll tell you what. I hit you for fucking $1,000 a pop on the tree. Your car and my car. Reaction time.
No, fuck all that. I'm a coattailer right now. Andy gonna fuck y'all up.
You wanna talk about that Porter Tree betting shit? Get in your car, North versus South. I'll get in mine. $1,000 a pop. We'll put up $5,000 or $10,000 so somebody says uncle.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you. Fuck you. I'll see you later. But listen, this is what it's for. This is what you do. Call all your fucking honchos and all your friends and tell them that y'all all fucking day. That's my job. I did my job. Fuck you. You have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Joe, you gotta make this shit interesting, Joe. You gotta pop shit to him.
Yeah, man.
Joe, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. Joe Shine, you ain't trans break him, did you?
No, he trans break himself.
Damn.
I'm riding, and it, no secret, I'm riding with Andy and Arbor. I'm calling them because I want them all to get fucked up. I want them all to feel the ass whooping I felt. I got to try Rhodey one last time. Rhodey on some bullshit. Hey, they gonna be on my ass tomorrow. Andy, they on my ass tomorrow, boy. They gonna be calling me in the morning. Boy, they gonna call me in the morning.
I got Keywall number two. I'm gonna call Keywall. Let me see if I get it.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I forgot. I can't ask you. You DP man. You're going to be the DP man. I can't ask you. I can't ask you ahead of time. My bad. I apologize.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm trying to keep on myself. Hold on. If I get it.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
When they kill me, just make sure you come to the funeral and bring me a lot of flowers, all right?
don't worry about it. I got your back. Remember, who's the first one when you spun the car around in the middle of English town? Who's the first guy to pull you out of the car? Me.
No. Step was. I broke step back. I broke step back. Step pulled me out. And Mike Brown could pull me out.
No, when you hit the wall, when you just popped the wall there once.
Yeah, Echo. Steph and Mike. Steph and
oh,
Mike
that
pulled
that
me
Echo?
Out of the car.
Oh, that was
hey,
that Echo?
You remember that?
Yeah. I remember English Town. I thought it was English Town I got out there.
Yeah, you pulled me out. You turned the switch off. You was right there. I remember it before I passed out. But Steph pulled me out and said, Mark, straighten your leg up. my leg was running. My leg looked east, and my leg was going north.
Damn.
Steph, you got that emergency bell, Steph?
Man, boy, my fucking back was fucked up. My ass was fucked up for about a month, man.
Yeah, that shit was funny, man.
Yeah, that was.
But that's what we need, man, the rivalry, man. All this back and forth bullshit, like talk shit to the person and make it have fun, man. All that other shit is irrelevant. Like, I ain't got no problem with none of them guys, but I like talking shit to them about a race. Other than that, all that other shit is bullshit.
I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get a hold of Seth teammate, LeRon and his other buddies.
What is that, man? I'm gonna call Reese. The motherfucker.
I'm pulling through. Oh, yeah. The boy from Philly had called me. Hold on, I had to call him back. The man. Oh, hold on. 215. I think that's Montana, right? 809-94.
Yeah, that's him. Hold on. I got Rhodey calling
no
me now.
Problem?
Okay. I'll tell you like this. I better leave them boys alone. He ain't nowhere in the room. You know, I ain't talking about him because we ain't together. He ain't in the room. I've seen that shit in Florida. Yeah, they don't beat
him. Hey, Rhodey.
What?
I got you on here with Joe and Andy. What's
man, I'm in the bed trying to sleep. What?
You're sleeping?
Yeah, I got to go to work in the morning. I had a long day. What's up?
Hey, Rhodey, guys, let me ask you a question before you. I'm sorry to bother you while you're sleeping. But is you planning on coming to North or South?
I don't know yet. I don't even know. I got so much going on. I don't even know. I was trying to, but I'm gonna see.
You wanna try to see? Cause Andy said he wanna get you at North versus South.
I ain't running Andy till I run Wallaboo first, and then I run Andy, and then I run the other boy, Jeremy.
Yeah,
I ain't running Andy first. Cause if I run Andy, they Wallaboo not coming. Wallaboo, who's in Holland Thomas, he'll run Andy. So why they don't run? I'm not running Andy first. Cause I know Andy faster than Wallaboo. And if I run Andy and run, if I beat Andy or run with Andy, Wallaboo not coming. I'm starting at the bottom of the totem pole, and I'm working my way up like I did the last time with my car. So I ain't want nobody to say he ain't fast because he ain't run me. So I'm going from the slowest to the fastest. Well, at least that's what I think.
All right. I respect that. So Wallaboo
yeah.
first, and then you're going to deal with Andy, then you're going to run Maurice.
Yep.
So let me, in your opinion, you think Maurice faster than Andy?
Well, I'm just going on a tight car guy. I ain't gonna say that. I'm just going on their car. They ain't really beat nobody. They ain't beat nobody. They ain't never ran what Tony Bynes last year in Florida. And Tony, that was a stupid race. The only reason they won the first because Tony Bynes stood up, and Tony Bynes cut the ass the second pass because Tony Bynes stayed on the ground. Tony Bynes got that damn 700 plus Q against motor set up for horsepower. So hell, you know you're gonna beat him if you stay on the ground if you run motor. I wouldn't even took that damn race.
Nah,
I ain't running no damn CM88 on no damn horsepower against no damn horsepower small block. You crazy. No. Motor car making goddamn 1300.
I'm sorry, I ain't mean to bother you asleep, but damn, I was just calling to talk to you, buddy. Goddamn, you had to bite my neck off. God damn.
Man, I was asleep. The damn phone keep ringing. I had a long day. I got another long day tomorrow, and it's supposed to rain.
God damn, man. God damn,
what
are we all right? God damn, you cut my ass. God damn, buddy, you ain't
got to
talk to me like that. God damn.
What, Mark?
Yeah.
Man, you got no damn number. I ain't know your damn number, man. I ain't know who the hell I was talking to, Mark.
God damn, bro, we ain't like that. God damn.
I got to lock your number in. I got the other numbers programmed on my phone. And your name number to show up. I ain't know who the hell this was kept calling me. I kept ringing the damn phone. You can call me twice.
I said, God damn, Rody, we don't talk like that, Rody. God damn. But all right, well, listen, get it on because I don't want you to get them boys' ass. You cut my ass, so I got to get you to get some get back. And the mother boys is talking slick to me, and I don't like
it. Well, I got someone coming back with you since you at Nitrous. I'm coming back with you at Nitrous, too. I just got to get my ducks in a row. We got so many damn cars we bringing out this year. And I need to find another damn driver, but nobody don't want a damn drive, so.
All right, my buddy, you my man. Say what's up to the family for me. Say your son, I mean your daughters, I mean your sisters and them. I say what's up.
Right. So this your new number? I'm gonna lock it in.
Yeah, lock me in. I got you.
Okay, I changed not another other number. I put this in there. All
right, Rody.
Okay, I'll call you. All right.
That does that right there. So god damn. Hey, Joe, they talk real crazy. God damn. Let me get Tony on here. Yeah, I make this
like
jump. Yeah, let me get Montana back on here. See if he ready. Where Gordo still on there?
Nah, I ain't see him. He might be, but it's quiet. He should be on here. I don't see his number.
Hold
on. You know, I said when I came right here, I just walked. Hold on there. You know, help do that. Okay. And this is Amanda.
Joe.
All right. Yeah, you got to call me. Help Joe.
You.
Joe. Yeah, I got to wait in the car. He's going to call me right back, he said. I'll call him right back. But goddamn, bro. I don't know, Andy. You got the boys a little scary now. Now it's time to put them on the hot seat. Now they're a little scary.
I guess we got to wait 2 weeks to wait for my man there first. Wallable. And then we lock, then you can lock the other ones in all at one time.
Damn, I just got a text and they said, damn, you trying to set me up. How the fuck I'm trying to set you up? The man said he's going to lock in or not. God damn.
Who is that?
Wallable.
Damn.
He was ready to fly, but all of a sudden he's not ready no more. He was ready for rolling and flying, but all of a sudden something happened on the way home in the fucking trailer. Something happened.
Hey, Steph. Where's Steph go? Oh, shit. DP man and went in hiatus. Well, I don't know, Joe. There it go for you.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll wait to see. Hopefully, Wallace will be all right by 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks, we call him right back up.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
What's up, Jermaine?
Joe, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. What are you up to?
Ain't not much. I'm just sitting here listening. I'm thinking about doing this. I want to jump the gun, man, but I ain't talked to my boys yet.
What are you trying to jump?
I want to jump the gun with that Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke,
Harvard.
Oh, the Camaro?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke, he been ducking us. And he been ducking us when we had a 23-degree head on motor in there.
Okay.
Two Camaros, all still on glass. Small block nitrous. Why can't we get that going?
I think Sam Cooke done turned the motor now.
Well, we got an all steel, all glass Malibu.
Hey, not to cut y'all off. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Is White Lightning going to North or South regardless, or only if it got a lock in?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I got to see. You know, if it's depending on the weather. I mean, you know, it looks clear, and my guys, you know, want to take it. You know, we'll go down there. But for nothing, I don't know. I got to get something locked in for that day. You know, I'd like to. I don't want to just go down there to do nothing. I'm done testing and tuning. That shit is over with. I'll come off the trailer. You understand? I don't need no testing and tuning. That shit finished up. You know, it's time to go racing.
Goddamn.
So, you know, wherever it is. If I miss somebody that day, you know, there's always Cecil. You know, that Cecil I'll be at, you know, whether I lock in or not, you know, because it's local. But to truck my shit all the way down there and not have a race, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that. So let's play it by ear. We still got time, but let's, you know, let's see what happens if we can get these ducks in order.
Andy, what's going on, Andy?
What are you doing?
And much. What's going on with you, man?
Shit, I'm holding on with fucking two hands and two legs, man. I got everything on the monkey bars. Shit. Nothing I can do, but
man.
I'm staying positive and, you know, staying positive and just holding on, man. That's it. We'll see what happens. Better days ahead,
hey,
man. Better days are coming. I know it.
I see you got these boys shook as usual.
Well, that's what it's about, right? That's what we got these cars for. I'm just sorry that I can't make all these shows and all these things right now. I'm a little fucked up, but let's see if, you know, my guys can handle it.
Hopefully, man.
But,
hopefully.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you, my man.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
You're in a DP, man, so who you like? Andy or Kiwan? Andy. Who you like? Andy or Wallabo? Andy. Who you like? Andy or Maurice? I'm going Andy all the way, so whatever Andy running, Andy, all right? God damn. Whatever Andy say he's gonna
like
do, I like Andy on that.
I like it. It'll be a great day, man. That would be a great day. Have them all at once. Get them all there on the property at once and just get the whole motor class over with. If the belt got to be handed over, it's got to be handed over. The bag got to be handed over, it's got to be handed over. And a handshake after that. None of that pussy shit. Somebody beats me legit, man, I shake their fucking hand. They're the champ. But right now, I'm holding the fucking crown. I don't want to hear from nobody. I took the toughest motherfuckers out. Half of these people didn't prove shit yet. Maurice didn't do nothing with that fucking car that everybody's saying is this and that and this and that. I ain't scared of this and that. This and that don't mean shit to me. So he's going to get his. And he's talking them big numbers. Let's see. And Ray Ray is fucking the cheerleader over there, too. All of a sudden he's quiet now. He shut the fuck up after he looked like shit down in Florida. All of a sudden he ain't talking no more. But look at his, like he got it last time.
God damn.
So, now we got to get right, man. That's what it is. You got to get right. I don't want hands down.
Now,
I want you to be there. Hands down.
Joe, I got to ask you this before you close it out on this. Do you like this conversation or do you like mac and cheese? You know I like that grunt talk, but you know I'm just being real about it. You know how those guys get. Some of that other stuff that everybody be talking about, I really don't want to get involved in it. I don't take that side stuff. That's, you know, not it's, like, it's that's one of those things like about. It's like a kitty. It's like a kitty thing. I don't like you, so I'm not supposed to like you. So Mark, you don't like this man, I'm not supposed to like that man. I don't get involved in that.
Man,
I don't know what you got going on. So I don't want to get involved in that. That's what I said.
I like it.
I just don't want to be bothered with it. And that's how I say. I don't care. I ain't no flip-flopper. If I'm with you, I'm with you. That's all to it. You know, some guys, one day the wind is blowing to the west. Everybody's running to the west. Wind blows to east, everybody running behind this one. It's like somebody gets popular and everybody goes running. When the very person get unpopular, you're like, fuck him. I ain't got time for that. I'm with you. That's all to it. That's how I look at it.
So what happened with the call back from Cheese? Cheese, they taking 15 minutes. What happened?
NyQuil.
I thought you said you were calling them back. I thought you said you were calling him back. You said he was on the phone.
Hold on. Let me call him. Let me try to get him in. Hold on.
That damn Steph back there snoring.
Voicemail, Joe. Voicemail.
Voicemail. I guess we'll call it a night. We'll find out. We got two weeks. I want to see what. Just remember what Wildo said. 2 weeks. You can call. You can call. We'll know.
All right.
Look like you got Ray Ray mad at you. Ray Bay.
Hey, Joe.
You got him hot at you.
Guess what?
Fuck him.
No. Guess, there you go, Andy. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
They're going to be on my ass tomorrow. I promise you that.
Yeah, right. They is. They will.
Nothing personal.
Oh, man.
That's all.
Nope. I like Andy. I like Andy over that shit.
Oh, I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like it. I had fun with y'all tonight. That's what I was trying to. I set my agenda. That's what I want. I want y'all to have fun, man. Talk shit, man. Make the race. Make it happen. Make the interest in that much more. That's what I've been missing in the game.
Yeah.
From all that.
You definitely cut it up. I give you credit on that. But all in all, man, like certain things I just don't believe in. I just stay away from certain things. If it ain't right, it ain't right. And I stay away and don't say nothing. Keep my opinions and myself about certain things. I don't want to get involved in it. And that's it. So when you start asking me questions, especially about somebody else's program stuff, I don't want to know about it. I really don't care how they do it. I'm not going to say nothing bad. It is what it is.
So what's your opinion
like said,
of the most hyped up?
How many times I've been battling on the shows that I have something the same time? You know, there's been other shows that put on the same day as me. But you ain't going to hear me go talk bad on a person because they're having a show. So it is what it is.
Right.
They got a show there and they got a show there. Everybody just do what they can do. That's
everybody
all.
Got a show. Like, it was a show on there tonight. Same time as yours. I had two members watching the other show.
Yeah, I don't like that jump when you got to turn around and somebody got to say something bad about somebody else. It is what it is. Let it be.
So what's the most, in your opinion, as of right now, what race got the most hype right now for your show?
Right now, you want to really say it? Probably Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang. All right, so we got Andy's opinion. We got Jeff Rogers. You on there?
He might have took his Geritol.
Jermaine.
He took his Geritol. He's leaving now.
Jermaine.
Jermaine just jumped off.
Go ahead, Joe. You ask all your listeners, what race did they hype, most hype race that got a mic open or willing to open their mic about what race is the most hype race you got coming for North or South?
What is the most hype race you think is that? At the North versus South coming up.
Jeff Rogers and Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Ghetto
ahead,
Cowboy.
Yo. Keep it going.
Ghetto Cowboy, who you think is the most hype race?
Ghetto Cowboy versus Ghetto Cowboy. I mean, you know, come on.
I don't. I don't know, guys. To be honest with you, I haven't really like looked at the races. You know, Long Island Joe. I just got James. I just picked him up last Friday from the hospital, and he was there for 30 days. You know what I'm saying? So,
how's he doing?
My mind hasn't been. He's doing all right. He's doing all right. You know, he's hanging in there. So, he was in the hospital for 30 days. So, you know, my mind. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what. You know, hopefully we'll go. If not, you know, we'll see if we go to the next race. You know, but right now, my mind is not. You know, I try listening to shows when I'm at work and stuff like that. And
has he?
Like right now,
I'm
listening.
Has he been picking up the phone at all? Or no.
You can call him. You can call him. He'll pick up the phone. You know,
yeah,
he had his phone with him the whole time. Yeah, you call him. You know, he's probably listening. I'm not even sure. Maybe he is. I'm not sure. I try to tell him when the shows are on. You know, I didn't even know your show was on today until I got a text from Silverhawk texted me and told me that your show was on.
So why Silverhawk hit the one button? Silverhawk hit the one button. Hey, Joe, you ain't got nobody in the queue?
You got these numbers in the queue, but nobody's talking, so I'm going to be ready to close anyhow because I got to be at work at 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. I got to get my butt up tomorrow, too. Definitely. But I know we, like the storm, I'll tell everybody, you know, I get mandated. So that's why it's last Tuesday, couldn't do nothing. You know, I just had to go make sure I was right in for work. I went right around the clock, 15 hours, you know. It's like, so basically, they're talking about maybe snow again next Tuesday, from what I'm hearing. You know, so it's going to be a little rough. This time of the year is when they really push on me. They be calling me out a lot. So I got to take care of what I got to take care of. You know, when you're the foreman, you got to be there and supervise. So that's it. But I got to make sure I'm at the job site. And that's the reason why I didn't have it on last Tuesday. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, I was ready to put it on, but just couldn't do it. Sorry about that, fellas. But like I said, you know, got to make the money first before I can go do the, you know, show. And being real about it. And 9 times out of 10, Crunch is the one that'll take the show. And I know he had to work. So it's a little rough. So hopefully if it don't snow, don't snow next Tuesday, we'll be back on next Tuesday, and I'll make sure I'm gonna take those bets now, young Stankler, since you told me now. Steph didn't take them all. Steph might have betted everybody already too, knowing him.
Yes,
the
sir.
Greedy ass. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I'm gonna say good night. God bless everybody. All right, we'll be talking to you guys next week. Take care.
Take care. Be safe, guys.